Danger, danger. I won't do it. When we touch, or when we kiss. Danger, danger. I won't do it. When we touch, when we kiss. When we touch, when we kiss. Lover.
Welcome back, boys and girls. Here we go again for another adventure. And we got a newcomer this time. He goes by the name of Mike Dracul.
How are you gentlemen doing?
Do I say your last name too?
No, you can't.
Okay, no. So this is Mike Dracul. He's sitting right in front of me and very bearded and very, very stylish. Look at this guy with his, with his cool hat.
Stylish
and
indeed.
And his tattoos and his radiant sexiness. That's all I'm going to say.
Pierced nipples.
Oh,
whoa.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Can I touch it?
Can I touch it?
And to my left, touching my inner thigh, as always, is the sexy Miguel Lido Ramirez.
Woo, woo, woo.
You always do that. You know, I don't like that shit no more.
You know
something
what?
Different. It's kind of getting over. Anyways, and your host that boasts the roast most. Is that right? Is that what Homer says? I don't know.
No.
It's James. Danger Flower. I mean, Danger Enriquez.
You know what? I don't like that. You've been doing this for the last 23 episodes. I hate that.
I read something. There's like a... Mike, I don't know if you are doing this, but there's like a beard November thing. Are you doing this?
Nah, I stay bearded most of the year.
Yeah, I thought so.
During the summer, I go down to 5 o'clock shadow. 5 o'clock shadow during the summer. But yeah, I see that. People try to go there.
What is the whole beard November thing? Do you know what this is?
I don't have a beard, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I know you don't have one, but I'm saying, do you know what the hell it is? What is it about? Like, what's the big deal? Because it's getting cold or what?
If it's called beard... November or November.
Novembeard.
Novembeard.
Okay.
What's the point?
I think it's an Asian holiday.
It's just back stupid fun and games or what?
Yeah.
Oh, Asian holiday. Asians can't grow beards. You might see I have something going on here, but it's not for November, I'm going to tell you. It's for a role I'm reprising tomorrow in a short film. Do you know what it is?
Are you doing the Jasmine Night Files?
That's right.
Whoa!
That's right.
I'm not going home. I'm not going home.
We're doing the long-awaited... sequel to the hanging finale. Did you see that? The cliffhanger?
No, sorry.
He doesn't do anything.
He's out of the loop.
So, yeah, tomorrow we're scheduled to do the next installment. I finally got a story. So,
after how many months?
It's been a long time, dude.
I've been waiting.
I think everybody's been waiting, honestly.
Yeah, people have been actually angry hitting me up like, dude, where's the other fucking video? But is it going to rain tomorrow?
Let me go ahead and look at my crystal ball. No.
Well, thanks a lot, you son of a bitch. All right, since Mike here is a newcomer, we do this with every newcomer, okay. But you wouldn't know that, Mike, because you don't know the show. We do something called Rapid Five. Yeah, and it's five questions that we ask every guest to come on, so whoever's listening can get to know them better, okay? And once you hear these five questions answered, they'll know everything about you, you know, essentially.
Don't be nervous.
So question number one is, what is your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? You can't just ask what my favorite movie is.
Why?
You gotta give a genre or something. Like,
we've asked every
favorite movie from every genre.
Favorite movie from every genre? Wizard of Oz.
It was on today, actually. I was watching it right before I came over here.
Okay, Grease.
Did you see the hanging munchkin in the trees?
You know what? They cut to break right when the...
you saw it on TV?
Proposed munchkin. No. Well, it actually had the whole part. And then right after the swan lifts up its wing and then it goes commercial. It's a swan. Or a bird.
I heard it was a crane.
Snopes already took care of that.
Who?
Snopes.com.
What's that?
They go out and they bust every myth. If you ever want to have an argument like that with someone, check it out on Snopes.
Snopes. So what'd they say?
It was a bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's clearly a bird.
It's clearly a bird. Okay.
After last week's debate of 7 hours, it is clearly a bird.
Yeah. So you guys debated?
No, we didn't debate that.
We briefly discussed it,
I'll say.
We did spend about 10 drunk minutes on it.
Wait, are you joking? It's not Wizard of Oz, right? What's your favorite movie?
Dude, Wizard of Oz is like one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Nice.
One of them, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, no, it's still whole. Dude,
Fast and the Furious is your favorite?
How do you go from Wizard of Oz to Fast and the Furious?
You gotta tell me genres, dude. I mean, we can't just say.
What's the one movie? Okay, this is probably the way to simplify it for a more broad of a person, I guess you could say. You've got your DVD case in front of you, and
there's a fire.
Yeah,
there's a fire.
There's a fire.
You gotta take one.
Just one.
And only one.
Just one?
Because you're on an island, and there's only one DVD player, and it only takes this one DVD.
And it's all full of men on this island.
Yes.
Does that make any difference? Yes, it does. So what do you do?
Dude, I'm grabbing Fast and the Furious. Tokyo really? Drift.
Dude, easy.
Tokyo Drift.
Oh, Tokyo really? Drift. Really? That doesn't have any of those stars, right?
No, it doesn't.
That's and probably why you like
probably
it.
Probably the most hated one out of all of them.
I think that's why I like it. It's entertaining.
Well, I've never heard that.
Do you like it because it's bad? Are you one of those guys?
I think so.
Have you seen Troll 2?
No.
Oh,
I tried watching it. I didn't really get into it.
It is the worst movie, but it's hilarious because it's so bad. There's not even any trolls in the movie.
Really?
There's just goblins. I don't get it. I don't get the whole thing, but yeah, you should check that one out.
You know what? I was talking to this guy at the new job. We're talking about Star Wars. He says, get this, his favorite Star Wars movie, Phantom Menace. What the hell? Who?
Really?
I've never heard anybody say that Phantom Menace was their favorite movie.
That was
just one point about the whole movie. I'm like, okay, he's in the movie for about 7 minutes.
Young Anakin.
He said it was. You know what?
He likes young boys.
He actually liked the remake. Well, not the remake trilogy. The new trilogy over the old trilogy.
Wow!
I then slapped him in the face.
All right, dude. So Wizard of Oz. That was made in what year? Like 1929 or 39 or some shit? 30. And it still fucking holds up, man. You can watch it today and it's still...
I watched it today.
It's Yeah, you can literally watch it today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it still holds up.
It's a good movie.
Okay,
man.
Cool. Yeah.
The Tin Man is one homosexual
Tin
of,
man.
A, of a mofo.
The Tin Man?
The Tin Man.
Over the Scarecrow?
The Scarecrow was the most masculine out of all, oh, all of them. Oh, shut the...
Coolest characters are the soldiers, man. The ones that are like the guarding monkey, the witches, like
yeah.
Not the monkeys, but oh, like yeah, the soldier guys.
Like a Russian guys. Looking. Yeah.
These guys are sick.
I like the trees. The trees talking cool trees.
Too. Talking trees are always good, I guess.
Awkward silence.
Yeah.
Maybe I just like wood.
Oh, by the way, speaking of wood, we're drinking Mike and Lito have Dos Equis, and I got us a Porto here. For those of you that follow along. That had nothing to do with wood, by the way. The second question is, what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear? Car accident.
Yeah? Like you crashing or someone hitting you?
Someone hitting me, but like being crushed. Whoa. And like burning and not being able to get up.
That's pretty fucking, it's pretty specific.
Yeah,
it's pretty specific. Like the car splitting in half, splitting me in half.
Whoa.
But I'm still alive.
You, oh, like you're talking...
You've got some man. Final Destination type that's, of fear right there.
That reminds me of that movie Signs. Remember how his wife's pinned up against the tree?
Yeah, and, exactly. That's pretty awesome.
So that's what you want to do. It's I mean, that's what you don't want to do.
That's not what I want to do, man.
So, wow. How do you get scared of being hit by a car, cut in half, but still alive and burning? Like, that's pretty fucking...
it's just a fear, man. Come on.
All right.
Does that play into your driving at all, though?
No, not at all.
Is that why you like Tokyo Drift so much?
I think so.
He's just learning how to drift away
I like
from
Tokyo
cars.
Tokyo Drift because it has Bow Wow, a little Bow Wow in it.
He's in that? Like, I've never seen it.
It has one of the sons from Home Improvement in it. He's like a
oh,
badass.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
At
yeah.
the beginning, he's like yeah. a badass.
Okay, fuck it, I'm in. Let's see this movie immediately.
His Dodge Viper.
You gotta watch it. I said we just do a whole segment on Fast and the Furious.
All right, the next question is... anything weird about you? Any weird things? Any bizarre, weird quirks? Any fucking habits that are strange? Anything like that?
Any six toes or tails we should know about?
Dude, I wish.
Wish I had a tail.
I don't know. I can't think of anything weird.
Most people usually say that, and there's at least three things.
Yeah, I'm sure there's tons of shit.
All right, well, let me give you some previous examples to maybe jog your mind. So mine is I have to have all my money in my wallet. In order, all facing the same direction. Okay, so ones, fives, tens,
okay,
20s.
I'll tell you what. If I drop a coin, that coin has to be on heads in order for me to pick it up. I'll flip the coin to heads and then pick it up.
Oh, so you can manually do it.
I'll manually do it. Like, I can't, like...
I thought you meant, like...
If it's a penny, I'll be like, fuck it.
If it's on tails, you're just leaving it behind.
Yeah, pennies are, like, worthless.
Yeah, exactly. That's why our economy is in the shitter.
That's kind of a form of OCD, right?
I think it is.
I think so because it's, I mean, I think most people are like, oh no, like, you know, not, don't pick up a penny, but he'll actually go above and beyond and...
I'll flip it over and then pick it up. Wow, that's crazy. I'll flip it over, I'll be like, time out. You know what? I'm picking this up.
Who are you saying time out to? God? Oh. Wait a second. Stop time. You know what,
Peter? I justify things in my head.
I guess.
Everything's justified in my head.
So. Peter went through a weird OCD moment in our lives when we were younger. Like, very weird, very strange, and very fucking, like, you know, I have to do this. We played basketball, and the fucking ball would go, like, out of the lines. He'd grab the ball, and then, like he put his toe, like, tip, 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 over the line, like, four times, and then come back into the fucking court. Very fucking weird. And I watch him do it, and it's like, what are you doing? No, what do you mean? Nothing. Like, he would do that kind of shit.
I say we keep on, the next time we see him, we keep on asking him about it. That way he has to live his whole life in OCD state.
Bring up the troubled past.
Bring it back up.
Wow, dude, you're like a chick, dude. Just, you want to fuck guys in the head, huh? Yes. I like it. I like it. All right. Your favorite hobby?
I'd say art. Painting, drawing.
Yeah, man, I've seen some of the things you've been doing lately. It's pretty off the wall, but also very good at the same time.
You tattoo done, for a living, so...
You did like a dragon... What was it? Like a dinosaur...
The Velociraptor with the top hat and a monocle and a suit. Yes.
I think I have seen it.
It's like a vintage-style portrait. Yeah.
So, yeah, so... Okay, would you say...
Anything with dinosaurs dressed up is awesome.
Yeah, I agree with that. Would you say that... tattooing specifically or just all... Well, you said painting mostly, right?
It's mostly... Because tattooing is, like, my job. But it'd also be my hobby if I were doing anything else. But just art in general, I would say, is my hobby. Like, yeah, that's pretty much...
I hear a lot of tattooers wish they had more time to draw. And I kind of, isn't tattooing drawing? And they see tattooing... They're still expressing their art, but it's not art anymore. I guess, like, stop me if I'm wrong, but it's not art anymore if you're getting paid for it, I guess. Or if it's a job or... Something that you
I think anything with that, if you're doing it as a job, you're going to be like, oh. Like, there's some days I'll be like, oh, man, I got to go to work today. But it's like, it's not bad, you know, but it's like your job. So it's like.
Yeah,
it's forced.
I mean, I would say it's possible to not enjoy it as much because it's like, I'll get like something stupid that I don't really want to tattoo. But it's like, I got to tattoo it. You know, that's my job. Like, I don't want to sit and fill in tribal on this guy's whole upper back. But, he's paying me for
it. Are those the worst ones, tribal designs? Do you hate that the most?
No, I actually like tribal.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's simple.
Can you do a smile not cry later?
What is like the worst shit you hear? Like, oh, I want this. And you go, fuck. What is the worst thing?
Not
the
worst.
Not Uncle's. Probably, right?
No, I don't know. Because I don't really... Like flowers, I haven't been tattooing that long to where I do like portraits and like huge pieces and things like that. It's usually just little things. Like, I mean, stars are like... I don't really like doing stars. I don't like doing hearts. But... I do them, you know? Like, I mean, I kind of got to pay my dues, so I have thousands more stars that I still need to.
Can you guys, like, refuse people? Like, I'm not doing that shit.
You can if you want, but that's
do people ever do that? Money. Yeah, right. I always wondered about that. Like, if I was a tattoo artist, it's like, I'm not doing this shit.
We could pass stuff. Like, say I see something, I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do that. Oh, you know what? So-and-so over here will do it for you. hey, man, you're up.
I would prefer that because the thing is this is gonna go on your skin for life, you know. So you don't want like somebody that's not into it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like my friend's theory on strippers and lap dances. If they're looking like they're having a horrible night, then the lap dance isn't gonna be that good.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to be all, you know, drunked up and.
But it's like most of the time, I mean, it is my job. It is what I love doing. So it's like.
I like anyone that says my friend has a theory on strippers. It's like,
that's true.
He goes to a lot of strip clubs.
Well, cool. Yeah, I'd hope so with the theory. You know what? I've known you for. I mean, I don't know you too well exactly because I don't know your favorite color and that disturbs me. But I do. I've known you since high school. And I just found out recently that you were tattooing for a long time, you said, right?
Not tattooing.
Just like cutting people with needles?
I started when I was like 19 with the homemade machine. And that's like, dude, that's like a guitar string.
You
like,
made it?
You know what I mean? No, actually some cholo guy that did like my upper arm.
Figures.
So awesome. He was doing my upper arm and I told him, I was like, I always wanted to get into tattooing.
What was the cholo name?
Little something.
I don't know his cholo name. He had just got out of prison. It was like a friend of a friend.
Yeah. And, okay.
Well, did you get most of your parts at Radio Shack?
You could have just made something up, man.
No, he sold me the machine.
It was
already made. That thing was straight out of prison, man. That's why I bought it. I trust
With the guitar string?
The guitar string was on there. But you know what? I didn't want hepatitis, so I took that guitar string right off.
So you dipped it in alcohol a couple times?
Wait, you say you don't want hepatitis. You did it on yourself?
Yeah. Well, my first tattoo I ever did was on myself.
Yeah? How's it look now? Is it look like shit?
No. I mean, it's shaky, but...
Let's see that.
For our viewers at home.
It's this giant...
That's it?
It's a kanji. Like a... I don't know. Kanji, I guess. It was supposed to stand for new life. I don't know if that really is what it's good for, but yeah, this is my first tattoo, homemade machine.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It looks really fucking good for a...
Well, if you look up close, I mean, you could see all my blown out lines, shakiness.
Yeah, but really, when people look at tattoos, they don't really go that close.
Right.
Yeah, they don't.
So from here, it actually looks good.
Yeah,
it does.
It looks really good.
I hope it says new beginnings. Or
I hope so. I mean,
maybe it means like when a guy has like a sex change, and like, that's the symbol he gets after that. Like,
maybe.
That's...
That'd be pretty terrible.
I knew this a girl, her kanji said, I love cheese.
That'd be pretty awesome. I'd probably get that kanji.
Wait, really. Did she know that?
She said, I got a tattoo that says, I love cheese.
Oh, man. That's...
And I'm like, yeah, right. She's like, yeah. And I don't know. I just don't trust somebody writing a foreign language on my skin when they're not of that ethnicity, I guess you could say.
I think me, because most of my tattoos anyway are just shenanigans, I would say. I don't know if you guys saw my upper legs. Did you see mine?
Well, not tonight, but
sure. I'm really just trying to pull my pants down.
And
I have a.
And we usually do the show pantsless. Yeah. To be honest with you, but
we won't turn you down.
Why didn't I get the memo that weekend?
All right.
Anyways, I don't know if you noticed, like everyone's getting like, we get this all the time. People come in the shop and they go, "Hey, I want to get my wife's portrait, but instead of like her face, I want like." Like Day of the Dead, you know? Like, I want you to paint her face like Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
So I just got tired of seeing that. Like, everyone wants Day of the Dead face now. Everybody wants Day of the Dead face.
Sugar Skull, right? Sugar Skull, is that what it's called?
Not the Sugar Skull. You know, like the
women's
face.
It's like more of an organic skull.
Oh, it's something different if it's on...
No, it's like a woman's face.
It's something different if it's on a real face?
Yeah, it's like something different. But I just got tired of it. So I figured it'd be cool if it was like on an animal, you know what I mean? So I came up with this idea. It was like a pig. With its face painted just like that. And it was like Dia de los Muertos, but I said Dia de los Puercos.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we tattooed it on my leg, actually. I'll show you guys.
What, you got it?
I have it tattooed on my leg.
He's dropping his pants. He's dropping them down.
He's not pulling them up. He's pulling them down. Wait.
I'm pulling them down.
Holy fuck. That is awesome, dude. That's really fucking good.
We got to put that on a website.
Yeah.
And then I also have Boris Karloff as Frankenberry.
Right here. That is fucking awesome.
Wow. Those are good. Who did that?
Nick Chacon at Infamous Inc.
Oh, right on. Look
at that. The shop I work at.
Yeah, that's really good. That's cool. So you designed that pig.
Yeah, I drew the pig out, and yeah, Nick tattooed it on me. So.
That's pretty fucking awesome. Yeah, dude.
That's right.
Awesome.
I want to say you're the first one that ever dropped their pants in the studio, to be honest. I mean, we talked about it, but
yeah.
You're the first one to do it.
I'll take that.
I commend you.
Yes. I'll take that. I'll run with it.
Golf clap.
Very nice. So Nick Chacon, man. He seems like he's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, we got third place at Pomona Body Art Expo.
Out of three people, right?
Yeah. No. I think there was like 30 or 40 people.
Right on.
Then we went to San Francisco and we took second.
Wow. So, out of two.
Pretty cool.
Out of two people. Wow, that's really good.
Out of two people, we took second place.
I'm just fucking with
you. Pretty good.
No, you know what? That's something that I've always liked about the tattoo thing. I draw a little bit. I've always been interested in doing it. But, you know, I've never went around to it. But I like the whole traveling aspect.
That's
right. No one likes stick figures. I always like the traveling thing. Do you like doing that? Do you like traveling to, like, different areas?
Traveling.
Yeah. You got to pay for your own shit, or they stick you somewhere?
No, you got to pay for your own.
But they give you the shop to work out of, like, a guest... thing or what?
You gotta make friends.
Oh, okay.
Sam made friends with someone back in, like, I don't know, North Carolina or something.
Uh-huh.
That guy owns a shop. He could be like, hey, Mike, do you want to come out here and do a guest spot? I mean, of course, I'm not on that level yet. You have to be, like, somebody, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just go around saying, oh, I want a guest spot.
Right.
Yeah, man, I'll do stars and, you know.
I'll do some stars and some hearts.
How do tattoo artists feel about Kat Von D?
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't seem
Do you love her?
Yeah,
I don't know. I just.
Do you notice she always says that? Do you love it? Do you love it? She annoys
the fuck out of me. She's got this nasty, deep voice, man.
I mean, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I've never really met her. I know people that know her. And, I don't know. They say good things.
What do you guys think about those shows? Like, is it. Yeah. Is it sell out or is it like.
No, I mean. Me personally, I don't. I think it's pretty cool. Like, I enjoy watching them. I mean.
But not LA-ing, though, right? Because that's more a fucking soap drama. I
mean, well, a lot of it does get, like, soap drama.
They barely do things. Fucking tattoos now. Yeah, they barely do. Now they do. Okay, we're done. It's like, I thought this was a tattoo show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I mean. I don't really watch LA Ink. Once it started with the whole Kevon D and Jesse James.
I've seen that New York Ink a couple times. They've had some really cool stuff. But
yeah, New York Ink's cool.
Then they started fighting, and then I was like, I kind of fell off that boat.
I think the fighting was actually entertaining. I thought it was pretty funny. I don't know. I mean, I enjoy watching them. The only one was that Tattoo School. That one was kind of stupid. Did you guys see that one?
No, I never heard of that one.
It was
I think I did.
She got all these people, and she taught them in 2 weeks how to tattoo. And it was just kind of, that one was kind of a slap in the face.
Yeah, it does.
It's like
the whole tattoo community hates me because I'm showing people how to do what they can do in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's kind of like those. You know, remember those shows that were on Fox 11? The behind the magician's mask or whatever.
Yeah,
that
kind of thing.
It was like the magician will show you how to do the trick, but we don't show his face because fucking Siegfried and Roy will kill him. You know,
that's right. Hey, Peter got a tattoo from that chick. She was like a goth chick. I think it was kind of like an LA Ink, but like at the other shop or something.
That
it looked like she got shot in the face with a makeup gun, like just bah. And
the Amy Negro or something.
Yeah, all goth, like super goth.
Shot in the face with a makeup gun.
I'm ready.
I look good.
I went in there one time. I got a piece done there because he recommended me. That's before I even knew you were doing that shit. Man,
where'd you go? The American Electric.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's called, I think, right? Yeah, and that guy, like the crazy owner guy was there, but he was totally like, you know, cool. There was no cameras around, so he was all nice. Yeah. And I got something done by someone that is not on the show, and he's like, I fucking hate that shit. He was like anti-show, like he never wanted anything to do with it.
That's why he's not on it.
Yeah, he wasn't. All right. Anything else? Like any crazy shit you want to share about the tattoo thing? Any, like, you know, horror stories? Did you fuck anybody up?
Any bleeders?
You meet anyone, like, you cut anyone's artery or something?
Any misspellings of words?
Actually, I didn't, but Nick, he actually, this guy came in, he got this huge quote. It was like I don't remember. It was like a Lady Gaga quote.
Lady Gaga quote.
Yeah, but it was so awesome because it was supposed to be.
Was it Gaga? Was that what it was?
No, I wish.
Oh. Was it Felipe?
Burn.
It was a, what was it? It was, you will always have yourself or something like that. But the way it got mixed around, it said yourself you will always have.
Oh.
And after he got a tattoo, like he looked it over, said everything was cool. Like he wrote it out, everything was cool. Then, he called back like maybe an hour later and said, hey guys, do you think you can fix this? And I was like, nah man, sorry. So then we started with the Yoda references.
Yourself, you always.
Oh, that's gotta suck.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, usually spellings, we usually give people a paper. We'll say, hey, write it down. Because, I mean, most of us didn't graduate. I graduated from continuation.
With flying colors.
Yeah. But for the most part, when it comes to spelling, class. I mean, you tell them, look.
Yeah, you spell it down. Write it down. That's what we're tattooing.
I'm going to copy
it. Yeah. I always tell them, double check it. Yeah. And, yeah, I think there was one I did. It was like some big old quote, and they wrote down then instead of than, and I realized it after, and I was like, it's too late. I mean, you wrote it, so.
Oh, wow.
Wow. All right, so go ahead and throw your shop out there again. Where was listening?
Infamous Ink and Pico Rivera, 4400 Rosemead Boulevard, 562-368-1128. Ask for Mike.
You got a Facebook or something too?
Yeah, we also got a Facebook, facebook.com/infamousinc.
Right on. Look at that. First plug on the show.
Yes.
Man,
You got a whole lot of firsts going on in this show, huh? A
whole lot of firsts.
Wow, you're breaking barriers.
You guys want to see my butthole? I'm just Let's really get this party started.
I thought you'd never ask.
Yes.
Okay. Now we get to the fun question.
Sweet.
I left one out.
Yeah, you did.
I did leave one out. I did. You read it?
No. Well, it's the Fast Five. And okay. I think he only asked four.
Okay, here's number five.
What?
Yeah. As a kid, or even now, today, doesn't matter. Did you ever put your dick between your legs and act like you were a girl?
I have as an adult. Dude, are you fucking around? You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, exactly. Most men will not answer this question truthfully. And then sometimes it'll come out of them like, yeah. Oh, well, after I saw Silence of the Lambs, I did it. And then it's
I never did it after that. I just did it to fuck with you. Dude, I'll drop my pants and show my junk at any time. I swear to God. Dude, like, I have no shame.
On command. See, why can't you be more like this guy, Lito? I mean, be honest.
I just can't commit to it.
Or what's it called? Where you tuck it? Is it the goat? Where you like bend over and
the goat.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've done the goat where you squeeze the nutsack and then you just like have it hanging. The brain? I've done that one. I actually had my friend, dude. I mean, he listened to the show. He's like, I've done that. He texted me. He's all, I've done that. I'm like, done what? Put my dick between my legs. Like, what are you talking of? Just out of nowhere.
You know what? But as a kid, it just seemed, before I saw the movie.
No, he wasn't a kid.
I'm saying me.
He did it like him. I think he did it like that day.
I hope so. I hope we're inspiring this shit.
No, I think if I remember correctly, he just listened to the show. Is one of our friends. He listened to Felipe's show. He's like, I just did it right now in the shower. So I think he's going to be one of the potential.
Was he a happier person for it? That's all I want to know. That's all I care about.
He did LOL in the text, yes.
All right.
So,
no, but as a kid, I didn't see the movie. I had no idea about it. I just, you know, put it together myself. Hey, wait a minute.
It just felt right.
If I put these between my legs, I can look like a chick for a little bit. See how I look. Woo! I mean, I didn't do that as far.
Is it recommended to shave, though, before?
I was young.
You do that?
I was already shaved.
I think it'd be cooler.
I was nature shaved.
Because I got the Knotted Jungle down there. And
you don't keep it trimmed?
The old bird's nest, huh?
You know what?
You keep it 70s, huh?
No, well, the thing is I don't really have the time to do it at home.
Bullshit!
I live with, the mother-in-law lives there, and the bathroom isn't loud. So if you just hear...
You know what?
Kind of embarrassing.
You know what I do?
What?
I do it after I cut my hair.
Yeah, I don't want...
So then it sounds like I'm just cutting my hair.
I don't cut my own hair though.
Oh, all right. Well, you gotta start doing it. You gotta get on that shit.
Yeah. Find yourself a good barber.
Mike, go ahead and give me your guy. And, let's get this over with. All right. Next song. We call it the Rapid Five, and that was five, but we lie here a little bit sometimes. There's actually seven.
It's okay.
There's two bonus questions for dudes that come in.
I'm ready for it, man.
All right. What is the gayest song on your iPod?
The gayest song on my iPod?
That's right.
Or artist.
This is going to confuse you, and you guys are going to be like, what the hell? But I have never owned an iPod. To this day, I've
MP3
never
MP3 player, iPod. Phone, anything. With okay.
In your collection.
Yeah, on your computer, whatever. Wherever you got music.
Gayest song. I don't know what you guys would recommend as gay, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'll sing you all kinds of pop songs. Like,
in your opinion, what's the gayest song you got in your iPod? Or, sorry, your music collection.
What's that? That Kesha song. Glitter on my eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You guys but it lying. Sounds pretty gay. You guys are liars.
No, I know the other her famous one. I know that one. What was the other one?
I know that song too.
What?
Do you want to have a TikTok or something like that?
Oh my god, he knows it. See how fast he spit the shit out?
TikTok, make it hot.
That one, right?
On the spot. Summer party in my basement. Something like that. Love Kesha.
It's Kesha?
Kesha.
All right, sorry.
Kesha.
I thought it was $sh.
It's Kesha, but the S is the dollar sign.
That's right.
They went fancy with
come
it.
Come on, stupid. Anyway.
All right. I don't know.
Here's the last question. And after this question, everyone will know everything about you. Okay? All right. If you were gay and you had to fuck one celebrity guy, who would it be?
One celebrity guy?
The Dick Wiggle.
Are we just fooling around or am I just like... Am I the top or the bottom?
It's going to be full-on penetration both ways.
It's whatever you want.
Both and you ways? guys might even fall in love.
It doesn't have to be both
might
ways.
Might fall in love? Then I'll take Elton John for sure. Elton John. He will sing to me. He's rich.
You're looking for a sugar daddy. I mean,
come on, man. He'll Elton John. If Freddie Mercury was still alive, it wasn't a contest.
Even with them teeth?
Sick Freddie Mercury, though.
Especially with those teeth.
I want sick Freddie Mercury. Harry's all like old. And
I'm like dying, like really Freddie Mercury. Yeah,
when he dies, I'm dying, Freddie Mercury. I can take his money.
Oh man,
that's all right. Funny.
All right.
All right, guys.
And that's that. Everyone knows who you are.
Elton John.
Elton John. Do you have a favorite Elton John song?
I think I like Crocodile Rock. Crocodile Rock's a good one.
Yeah, it really gets the fist pumping, I guess.
It really gets the fist pumping. Gets the Crocodile feet moving.
Right after Kesha, I like to listen to Elton John.
That's right. You guys would freak out if you saw, like, if I made a music playlist, you guys would just be like, dude, really?
All that pictured was Elton John holding you and caressing your head and singing you a song.
In the ear. Can you feel
my dick tonight?
Yes, I can. This is your song.
Touch my rocket man.
Fuck. Crocodile Rock.
All right.
So random. I don't know where that song came from either. Crocodile Rock.
That's what I like about you. You're totally off the wall with shit. All right.
He said exactly that too. I'm like, hey, what's this guy about? He's totally off the wall.
He's got a good sense of humor, dude. Just off the wall with
Michael
shit.
Michael Jackson, man. Michael Jackson album, right? Off the wall.
I don't know.
That should be my favorite song.
All right. I wanted to cover, because we did a whole fucking Halloween trilogy this last weekend.
Pretty spooky, right?
Yeah, dude.
Got a little intense.
It was pretty polished. It lasted like damn near 7 hours. Sorry. Almost 7 hours, man. So it actually was going to be one show, but it lasted three. But anyways, since then, Halloween's happened, and since then, all this kind of other shit's happened. And so we wanted to, well, even you, I mean, what's going on? How was your Halloween? Did you do anything special? Anything cool?
I didn't do anything this year.
Nothing at all?
This year was pretty terrible, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, October sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a slow month for tattooing. I was working at Not Scary Farm. And,
shit.
I quit. I just no-showed on him.
Why?
I don't know. Just like a bunch of stuff came up.
What were you dressed up as?
I was just in one of the haunted houses. They just gave me some stupid costume.
Okay.
Well, it's pretty terrible. It was a terrible costume.
Did you have like that shaky thing or like you just...
No, man. I had these cool gloves. Actually, I got them in the car. They're like mechanics gloves I made.
Uh-huh.
So I've been doing haunted houses since probably 2002.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Every year. Usually I work at Scandia out there in Ontario. But this year I... graduated to the big leagues. Went to Not Scary Farm.
Made it to the pros.
And then he stood them up.
Camped out all night. Yeah, man. Like, they gave me this stupid costume. It was like a...
Did it just look like a ghillie suit?
No, it was like a... God, I'm trying to think of... Is it from Harry Potter? Those weird, like, ghost things that come after them? Or, like, a Dementor?
The Death Eaters?
One of those things?
Yeah, something like
that. I think it was the exact mask from Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
So whatever that little weird thing that comes after them.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I know that this thing, chases them.
I saw, like, the first three
like
Harry
a figure
Potters,
or like, something, right?
Looks like death, doesn't it?
Here's what I'm curious about. How do you like, try out for that role?
You just gotta camp out all night.
No, I mean, they look at your resume, or, like, they ask you, like, run around and scare me or something.
Because I've worked there before, man. They have this list of people that have been going for years. The one year I worked there, they have people that come out of state just to, like, go work. It's not even a job to them. It's like the big leagues, exactly like you were saying.
Yeah.
They come back every year.
It's
just
not a
for
job,
a month.
Dude. It's a dedication.
Yeah.
Like, I got written up probably my second week for not showing up, like, calling in. They're like, okay, you got a whole month to work here. If you call in more than 2 times, I mean, in a month, you don't care about your job.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was like, man, it's Friday night. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go to work. Come on. I'm calling in. It's okay. I got another one. I'm calling in again. And then I wanted to push the limits when I was there. I was like at work and I got in there and I was in the hot mask. It was all like hot in there. I'm like, and I was like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to tell him I'm sick. I was like, I wonder if that counts for a day off. So I told him I was sick and they sent me home. Next day I came in and I got to write it.
Wow.
I was
being
like,
sick.
Wow. I was like, I don't think I've ever worked one job where I haven't got written up. But it was just kind
is
of
it because
joke.
You're always testing their boundaries?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. Like, I didn't really care if I worked there or not. The whole thing was just kind of shenanigans, you know? Like, people would come through.
Shenanigans.
People would come through. Like, sometimes people would scare, and I'd just be like, hey, guys, what's up?
So...
So it was you.
So you just wanted to do it. Just say you've done it. You didn't care after. If you reached that limit.
I don't even think it's gotten that far. I think he just said, fuck it.
Honestly, dude, when I went.
No, what I mean is he got the job and you scared and not scary for him. So, like, you reached the top. You're like, fuck it, I don't care no more. I did it.
Right? No, this is what I wanted to do. I went because I wanted to be one of the people that walks around. Like, the street monsters that are outside walking around. You have to try out for that. I was in line to try out for that. And the girl that was in front of me got the last position.
Wow.
I was pissed. So I didn't even get to try out to be like.
You should have said fuck that.
One of the guys to walk around and stuff like that. So it was like.
You should have just showed your skills like in, you know, like the movies. They show their skills and they spotlight it and like.
I tried, man.
They'll fucking. You should have fired that last person and hire you.
You should have said you went. You had to go to the bathroom and then just started walking around the park and scaring people like that.
Oh, I did. I did that all the time. I went to the bathroom so many times to the point where they were like, dude, like. I used to just. It was always bathroom time. I got to the point where he's like, oh, we give you your breaks and lunches for a reason. That's but no, man. If I had to go to the bathroom, I'd take a good 20, 25 minutes. To
come Holy lunch. Shit.
And I'd be walking around, scaring people, taking pictures.
What maze were you at?
Model employee.
It was called Fallout Shelter. It was like a 1950s type bomb shelter thing.
That's cool.
It's like the whole nuclear scare. Where was it at? Yeah,
it was right under Montezuma's Revenge.
Oh, okay.
Right under Montezuma's Revenge, Jaguar, and that other one that, like, goes upside down.
By, like, Bullet. Camp Snoopy?
Yeah, it was right by Camp Snoopy. So when I go to the restroom, I'd use the restroom all the way on the other side of Camp Snoopy.
If I, like, it's been a while since I worked there, but if I remember correctly, there's a bathroom, like, a restroom break right there at a...
Lucy's?
Yeah.
Lucy's Restaurant?
Or, like, by that other ride, Montezuma's or Jaguar, isn't there?
Like that's kind of far break. Over, because yeah. I was over more towards the entrance.
Ah, okay.
So I'd go to that one over... I don't even know what it was by. Oh, it was by the little kid's roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, the little kid's roller coaster. Right, yeah.
That so, how was your Halloween?
It was good. We started the night as... We went to the dollar store, and we were going to really do anything. Went to the dollar store, I don't know, for something random. And then, like, at the shopping center where we were at, there's all kinds of kids. Like, they were passing out candies to the kids. So, like, Sandra got this, like, wild hair, and she's like, let's buy candy. So we bought a whole bunch of bags of candy for the kids at our street. And, like, it was funny as shit because this guy started trick-or-treating, like, at 5 o'clock. We just got this, like, random knock. Like, it was still bright as fuck outside. And just, like, we're just hanging out. And then, trick-or-treat. I'm like, dude, what the hell? You're not even waiting.
It's not even dark.
No. He's like, I'm going to get this done and, like, go back and watch my game.
He saw you walking with the candy from the car.
He's like, just go get him. But, it's really dead this year. Really dead. I mean, we bought a good maybe 7 bags of candy, and they weren't big bags by any means. But, I mean, there'd be good breaks in between where, like, nobody was even on the street. It was weird. I still dressed up. I dressed up. Yeah, it was me, Sandra, Roger, well, the brother-in-law, and his girlfriend, Gloria. We were just outside. Like, he had my, I don't know what the hell he was dressed as.
Were you drinking?
No, we drink afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Passed out the candy. And then the football game, the Chargers game was still on. Disappointing. But we went to round tables afterwards, and we fucking started drinking. And then Sandra and Gloria started really drinking. We went back to the house. They got a hold of my bottle of Bacardi rum.
Mm-hmm.
We put on Paranormal Activity 2, and they started freaking out, dude. They were like screaming and yelling and drunk as shit. So it was a good Halloween. Good Halloween.
Cool.
That was you done Halloween night?
Yeah, that was done Halloween night. It was a fucking long day, it seemed.
Dude, I had to go like a couple days before we had this little get-together. We had a little get-together. It was supposed to be at a friend's house. Mm-hmm. And the guy kind of, you know, backed out, so we had to do last minute throw it here. And so I had to get my wife some shit from the store because she goes to work. And so I had the kids, and I'm like, she's like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. I'm like, well, you said you wanted to be like a, like, you know, pale face when we're all black. I'm like, that's cool. If I can do it, whatever. It's easy. She's like, well, I don't have any makeup, and I don't want the Halloween shit because it gets all over the place. It comes right off.
What's that? A pale face wearing all black?
Like a dead chick? I don't know, man.
Racist stuff here. Like, pale white person.
And then so she's like, go. She's like, okay. Because I told her I was going to go to Walmart and pick up like a few things like before, like whatever I needed for the last minute. And, so I go to the makeup section. She goes, get me like just some foundation, like the palest color you can find, something cheap. I'm like, all right. So I'm in the fucking makeup section in Walmart, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing in there, because obviously I don't buy makeup. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking through all the makeup. I see foundation. I see,
she'll
like,
call me,
I see like the whole list of shit on the wall, and there's like five different companies, you know, makeup, like L'Oreal, whatever, CoverGirl, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. And I'm just like looking through all the rows. I keep going in circles, and this woman's like staring at me, and she's looking at me like looking at makeup, and I'm like, "Fuck! Like,
I can't believe you're back so fast, James."
And so I feel embarrassed because I know what she's thinking. I know exactly what she's thinking. And, yeah. And so I'm like, "All right, I don't need to do this, but I feel like I have to, you know, I have to cleanse myself of these evil wrongdoings." So I go, excuse me. And she goes, yes. She looks fucking like disturbed. Like, yeah, wait, what the fuck do you want? And I go, yeah, I'm here for my wife. And then I'm looking for some kind of foundation for Halloween costume. I'm like, do you know about? Oh, I was wondering what you were doing in here. I was like, man. And so that was my humiliating. I'm never doing that shit again.
You were one of them fruities.
You know, we talked about the whole Halloween show. Yeah. I heard something. This guy told me, and I wish he would have told me before. I wish it would have happened before, because it happened the day before. Let's see, it happened Friday before Halloween, right?
Thursday?
Yeah, no, it happened Thursday before Halloween. Yeah, Thursday before Halloween was on Monday, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it happened on Thursday night. This guy works at LAX. He's coming home. I don't know why he went through Whittier, but he lives in Hudson Heights. He's going over the hill in Whittier, and it's like 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, and there's no one around, right? It's dark as fuck. And he sees a bright light in the sky. Just fucking sitting there. A bright light.
Huh.
And this guy works at LAX. He knows what fucking...
Yeah, he knows what aircraft looks like,
you know? Okay. He goes, this shit had no red beacon. Like, every craft has to have a red beacon to indicate, you know, I'm a fucking plane, I'm a helicopter, whatever. And like a flashing red light. It had nothing. He goes, it wasn't a helicopter. He goes, it was hovering, but you can tell it wasn't a helicopter light. He's like, I've seen the fucking helicopter lights all the time. It wasn't the same. It was bright as shit. Just up in the sky, sitting there, like over the houses.
Hmm.
And like he's looking at it. He's like, what the fuck is this? And there's nothing else around. Nothing's happening. One single light. And he goes over the hill. And he's like, this is fucking nuts. Because he's just staring at it the whole time. And like, I guess he loses it like through the trees. As soon as he can, he turns around. He goes back. And it's gone.
Ooh.
Pretty creepy.
What the fuck would you think that would be? I mean...
I look up at lights all the time in the sky. I mean, when they're like literally standing still, sometimes they're planets, sometimes they're stars. But I mean, sometimes they're closer than that. You never know. I mean, you don't know.
Like, this thing was like within 1,000 feet off the floor.
Yeah,
bright spotlight in the air.
Yeah.
Maybe someone taped a flashlight to some balloons.
You know? No, this was, he said, a big bright light, like not a flashlight.
Maybe
like,
someone strapped a LED flashlight, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that because I thought that was kind of
cool. What brought that up? Like, why did you even bring that up?
Oh, because I was telling him about the Halloween show we just did.
Oh, okay.
And about like creepy shit, and he's like, "Oh, you won't believe what happened to me."
Yeah.
So yeah, that came up. But
a lot of people have brought stuff up afterwards. Like I was telling you earlier, you know, like one of the guys was telling me, he's like, "Hey, did you talk about like well, he listened to a couple of episodes. He was like, "Did you talk about like how?" Kids and dogs are, or kids and animals are more prone to the spiritual world, I guess.
Yeah.
And
you guys had a ghost? You guys are talking about ghosts and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, I missed out.
It's still online.
I should have listened.
Well, it's still on.
I should have listened.
It's only about 3 clicks away.
Yeah, that's
true. 3 clicks.
You son of a bitch. Yeah. You know what? The other, that reminds, I was going to talk to you about another story, actually, but you just brought it up. We were having dinner, and my son walks, and the whole house is dark,
mm-hmm.
and we're in the kitchen eating, and he walks, for some fucking reason, starts walking away from the kitchen down the dark hallway, and it's just getting darker as he goes, like, into fucking total pitch black.
Yeah.
And he's walking down the hall, and I'm looking at him, and I tell my wife, I'm like, what is he doing? And he's just walking, dude, you just see him getting smaller and smaller, and he turns the corner, you don't see him no more. And it's like, why the fuck would almost 2-year-old kid walk into the dark hallway and then turn the corner into the darkness?
Yeah.
And then I'm just waiting, and he comes fucking bolting out of there, running to us, dude, terrified as fuck. And he comes and he hugs me, and he's like, and I go, what the fuck? And, like, I looked at her, and I just got creeped out, like, and I thought the same thing, like, you know, kids, because I've heard that shit, too, kids can see things, and you know, that we can't.
Did you ask him?
My son?
Yeah, well, I mean.
He's not really communicable, so I'm like, what the fuck, I'm like, what do you think it was? He probably just heard something, or, you know, he probably just got scared of the dog.
But why do you go over there?
Yeah, I know, like, something was calling him. I don't know.
I mean.
It scared the shit out of me, though.
Yeah.
Anything crazy happen in this house or anything like
that? If you listen to the show, you might hear something.
I should listen, man.
My nephew, he's been to the house a couple times where we'll all be in the living room and everything like that. And kind of like I said, you know, I've seen big shadows in the hallways. It could be nothing. It could be something. Where he'll literally just, you know, everyone's over here on one side, and he's looking past everybody and up, you know? And he's just looking up and smiling, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like,
it's the angels.
Well, that's what, well, you know, oh, Grandpa's here, you know? And, you know, like I said, it doesn't scare me, but, I mean, this whole week, man, has been just really creepy since we started, like, that whole show. Like, the other day, me and Sandra, like, we fell asleep. It was, like, right after work, we fell asleep. And woke up like 8 o'clock, and I get up, right, and the fucking TV's on. And I'm, what the hell? Why's the TV on? The one remote's in the windowsill, and the other remote is on the floor. And I'm like, okay, there's no way this TV could have turned on. Like, I don't remember the remote even being on the bed. Because, you know, you would think, like, okay, well, the remote's on the bed. You know, someone stepped on it or something like that. Yeah. It wasn't that. I don't know.
So what was the significance of the gay porn on the TV, though, at the time?
Well, it wasn't gay porn. It was animal porn. And, no, I mean, it
was... what was on?
Nothing. Our cable box, when you turn it on, it goes to a blue screen.
And that's even creepier, dude. A blue screen.
Yeah, well...
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty crazy. Kill you.
That's right.
I was listening to the three shows. I've listened to them maybe twice. I was listening for...
All three twice? Listening for Disturbances in the Force?
Yeah, I was listening for EVP, like the electronic voice or whatever. You know, like on the ghost shows, like they'll be recording and then something, you know, kind of in the background or something like that.
I've tried to do that so many times.
You got nothing.
I actually bought a recording too.
remember, like I told you after we finished the episodes, I was like, I wonder if like...
Yeah.
You know, we maybe picked up anything or something like that. I haven't heard shit.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything either.
Has there been a
I think we're safe.
Go to Queen Mary, you guys will get.
I heard about that.
Dude, every cliche thing that they've said has happened on the Queen Mary is happening.
Yeah.
I've been kicked out of the Queen Mary like at least six times. At least six times. It's just for.
Like what happened?
Well, there was a while where me and my friends, we would go and we'd drink in the bar. And then.
They got a bar in the Queen Mary?
Yeah, they have an observation bar and they have a little piano bar.
Oh, really?
But it's just, Queen Mary's is a cool place, you know?
It's cool,
like,
to go
cool
in
atmosphere, yeah.
I should go.
But what we would do, we would show up, and then we'd get, like, we'd get buzzed. And we thought it was funny to pick locks and, like, go into all the cool spots that are open daytime. But
you know what to pick locks?
Well, my friend, like, we just grab stuff. We'd grab coat hangers and pull on the lock. Those locks are old, dude. You could just, like, shove things in them. And yeah, we would get the locks.
I don't even know where you'd get a coat hanger from.
Yeah, we found coat hangers, pieces of metal, just all kinds of stuff we found, like, to open stuff.
So you got caught and kicked out? Is there cameras in there?
Yeah, I've got... There's not really cameras. There's, like, two security guards, but...
Yeah.
We'd usually get busted, like, in the areas, like, where we're not supposed to be.
Have you been in the pool room? That's a very active...
That's where every cliched thing that they say happens in that pool room happened to us.
So, like, that vortex pulling you guys?
Yeah, there was, like, 11 of us, probably, that went, like... We picked some lock, we went down, we went looking around, and all of a sudden, bam, we're in the pool room. We're like, oh, shit.
It's like the most active room I hear.
That's the place where we wanted to go, but when we got there, it was just kind of like, oh, fuck.
Let's turn around.
So then I was like, oh, well, let's just start looking for shit. And then, like, we're walking around, and, like, one of my friends is, like, all playing Ghost Hunters. Is anyone here with us? Is there anyone that would like to communicate? And then, like, we're, like, sitting there, and it's, like, quiet in there, dude. It's, like, quiet. And then all of a sudden...
We don't want to talk to you.
The lights are, like, flickering a little bit, like... Not like really harsh, but just a little bit so you can notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, and you hear like a screaming in the background. But from inside there, you hear like a woman screaming.
Oh, shit.
I was like, did you hear that? And we listened. It was real quiet. And you hear it again, like in the background, like screaming. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, most of the group ran upstairs and, like, took off. And it was, like, me and my friend Edward. We're just standing there, and then you hear wet footprints inside there. And I was like, dude, this can't be happening.
And because, I mean, the pool room has been dry for...
Yeah, ever, but it's, right? There's water in there from the misters in the daytime, but there was nobody in there. But
is it possible that this is all, like, you know, set
up?
Were
you high or drunk?
Like, no, it wasn't. I wasn't high or drunk.
Is it possible that they have that room to where when they hear people talking, the lights flicker, a woman's voice
screams? There's, like,
sensors
going on?
Yeah.
No, because this was more like, you get the feelings, too.
Yeah.
And there was wet footprints inside there. Like, all the speakers and stuff like that, all that stuff's turned off at night. Because they do stupid shit like that in the daytime. They have, like, a fake thing set up. But, as we're standing there, I'm like, this is crazy. My friend goes, I think we should go. As soon as he says go, I hear like a voice like behind us that says, don't go.
No way.
We're like, shit. We like ran upstairs all quick. We're like,
oh, fuck that.
I stopped at the top of the stairs and then I kind of got brave for a minute. You know, I was just like, man, fuck this. Fuck this. And I was like, I'm not going anywhere. And I was standing there and I was like staring. I was just like staring over the whole pool room from like the top of the stairs.
Hold on, your pants are showing.
That'd be sweet. But I was at the top and I was standing there and I'm like, and then I feel like on the side, I just like a, and I was like, and like I ran out. Like I was just like, I was freaked out. As soon as I came out, these people were coming with ghost hunting equipment. I was like, you guys want to see some crazy shit? So I took them back in because I was kind of brave because they were with me. You know? Like, these ghost hunters, like, I don't know what they're going to protect me from.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I take them in and they're like calling it out, doing all their crazy little shit. Nothing happened. Not one thing happened.
My aunt's been out there and with like all my cousins, and my cousin took this just random picture down a hallway. I guess it's like during a boiler or in the boiler room, and he got this like with a stupid cell phone, but like he got this image like it kind of looks like remember the movie The Ring?
Yeah.
Like it's this white kind of like girl face, but like it's black. Obviously, a shadow like the hair going over the side of it. It's a really eerie picture. I was trying to get him to send it to me for the Halloween show. But, yeah, all that shit, like I said, you know, if there's a bunch of people telling a story, it's got to be true. Because I was watching another medium, which is Paranormal Activity 3 the other day. I went to go watch it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was,
I went to the midnight showing.
Did I talk about the...
Kind of fucking freaky.
Did I talk about seeing the part 2 on the show?
I never saw part 2.
Or did I see it after that?
I don't know. I don't know your life.
Oh, no, I saw it after that. I saw part 2 days after by myself in the living room in the dark. Total silent. It creeped the fuck out of me. I mean, I might be a bitch. Creepy. Did you watch that one?
Part 2?
Part 2.
I never saw part 2.
No?
Saw part 3. It's kind of strange, you know? You see the 3rd one.
Yeah. Well,
know.
No, it's...
You said it scared the fuck out of you, right? Part 3?
Yeah, yeah.
Part 3 was pretty creepy.
I went with 2 other dudes, and we were like little girls, dude.
We had some idiot chick in the theater, though, that just kept screaming, like, for every little part.
Oh, we had... Yeah, it was funny.
Finally, everyone was like, will you shut up? Like, dude, weird.
I think scary movies is the only time movie etiquette goes out the window. I mean, because, like, everybody's...
Except black people shouting.
Yeah.
Then they still gotta shut up, right?
It was funny, this one part...
Don't go in there!
There's this one part where, like, they had the door open kind of creepily, you know, just a little sliver open, and then somebody passes by, everyone, you know, it's meant for one of those, type of things. And some girls are sounding, what the fuck? Like, loud, everyone started laughing, and then, like, a really scary moment happened, everyone stopped laughing, and, it's funny. It was just like the commercials.
That movie kind of fucked me up a little bit, because, you know, then I gotta turn everything off and walk to bed. Then it's like the walk of shame. You know, like
you start running.
You just run.
I didn't run. I
just cover your ears.
Yeah, I mean, dude, we're grown fucking adults, but I'm still walking down the hallway like.
There's nothing wrong with having a little fear. There's nothing wrong with a little. I get that sometimes. I get that a lot, actually. I'm not gonna say sometimes.
That movie really fucking did it for me too, because I didn't like the first one. It seemed like the first one was kind of dumb to me, but. Really? You liked it?
I liked the first one. I think in order of the best, it goes 1, 3, and 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't like the first one.
Okay. The first one, the scary part, the scary shit was cool, but the shit between was like lousy. I didn't like it, but this one held my attention the whole time.
Part 3 will get you. It's a lot more...
My wife won't watch any of that shit.
Yeah, it's not going to go to me. That's why I went with two dudes.
I just saw a movie recently on Netflix. I don't know if you saw it. I posted about it, called I Saw the Devil.
I got that on my computer. I haven't seen it yet.
Have you heard of that movie?
No.
It's fucking awesome. Do you have Netflix at all?
No.
Oh, that's right.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah. That's how I saw it.
I downloaded it. I guess I'll watch Netflix.
No, it's on Instant. Okay. It's from Korea. It's all in Korean. And I know what you're thinking. That must be shitty, but it's fucking awesome.
You just watch subtitles, or what?
Yeah, it's subtitles, but it's not too many where it's going to throw you off. It's
How many times is Godzilla in the movie?
At least a couple times. No, there's subtitles, but it's not really a movie. Like, you know, it's not JFK. You know, like all dialogue. It's just like, you know, shit. You want? It's mostly like, it's like a thriller kind of. It's not really. I'd say borderlines, very slight borderline on horror. But not really. It's more like a thriller.
Can you compare it to anything?
Huh?
Can you compare it to anything? American popular movie. Everyone knows.
Have you seen High Tension?
No.
Okay.
Ugh.
It's got along the same feel of that. But not really also. It kind of reminds me of that style, but not really. I know you hated that one. But this one's fucking cool. This one's way cooler.
No, the girls were scared that fucking night we came home from the... little shindig, and you were playing scary movies all night?
Yeah. Well,
they were fucking watching them.
I was playing scary movies with the sound off, and we had music playing.
Uh-huh.
And some people were just like staring at the screen the whole time. I played The Exorcist too, but I wasn't watching that one.
Yeah.
Why not?
Nah, I don't mind. I watch a few parts of it, but...
Scared of the devil?
No, not really. And that movie, it deals with, like... There's, like... A little bit of torture in the movie, and so I wanted to ask you guys. I forgot to text you this fucking.
Okay.
I forgot to text you. I'm sorry. If you were gonna torture someone, how would you do it? I mean, how? What would you do to them? Because you see shit like on TV, like, you know, the shit they do to them. What would you do? Like, come on, be creative with this. Like, because I've thought about a little bit about this. Like, what would you do?
I would do. Guess first.
You got anything?
I'm thinking. You already have yours?
Right.
You do yours?
I got mine. All right.
I'm talking, this is someone that you, it's like someone that has fucked you somehow, like hypothetically, of course. Let's say this dude killed your mom, okay? So you want this guy, okay? You got him. No one knows you have him. What are you going to do to this fucking guy?
Cut his nose off first. Dude, like how, like, imagine someone just cuts his head. Dude, how freaked out would you be? If someone cut your nose from here, like, just off.
Yeah. Well, just having somebody that sharp close to your face would
like the skeleton, like the skeleton style, right?
Cut off all you're the still cartilage. Gonna be alive, dude. Yeah. You're just like, your nose looks like a skeleton, dude.
And have him looking in a mirror the whole time.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, how freaked out would you be? Like, this guy just cut my nose off. What the fuck is gonna happen next?
Heart of candy, that was a good
and
one.
And then
right
you
there.
Say, dude, I just cut your nose off.
Yeah. You let him know.
You have that movie, right? Heart of candy?
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Ooh, that was a fucking weird, creepy torture movie right there.
So what would you do?
Well, I go to, Tales from the Crypt? Or what's Creepshow? That movie Creepshow?
Never seen it.
Oh, man. You seen it?
When I was a kid.
It's like an
80s I don't remember
movie.
It, though.
Oh, okay, they got this one story with Leslie Nielsen and Ted Danson. Anyways, he buries Ted Danson in the sand, and... He has a TV in front. I don't know where the TV's getting power from. but it's TV magic. Anyways, he's got a movie playing of him killing Ted Danson's wife. While he's telling him, oh, high tide's coming in the water's just fucking... Because he's buried in, like, neck deep.
Yeah.
And the water just, like, you know, up to his chin. Go back down. Back crazy. Up to his fucking... Like, and then, like, he just fucking drowns in high tide.
That's not enough, though, Ian.
Well, no, the thing is, you've never been through that. I have. We went to the beach when I was younger one time, and like, hey, let's bury you in the sand. And, you know, like, I was, like, kind of, like, in a sitting position.
You can't get out?
You can't get out, dude. When the sand gets fucking heavy, like, I was in a sitting position, and they didn't pack the sand on me, but the fucking high tide came in, and when that sand gets wet, it fucking turns into mud. And you got all that fucking sand and pressure on you, and if water brings in more sand, and the water starts coming up, and like I start choking, dude. I literally had people run out and like fucking digging me out. Dude. It was fucking scary.
Yeah,
it'd be
a pretty fucked up way to die.
I'd probably be soccer kicking him in the head or something while that's happening.
Yeah, that shit
every 10 minutes
fuck.
Just run up and soccer kick him. In the head.
Yeah,
soccer kick him. So that's what you do? Put someone, bury them in the sand?
Well, that's my...
So you copy a movie?
That's my biggest fear, yeah. That's my biggest fear right there. So I would, you know, kind of like Batman, I'm going to make you face my fear.
Why wouldn't you do that after you do other cruel things first? Yeah. Like what I would do to them.
Die slowly?
First of all, if it's a dude, which it's going to be a dude, right? Why would you torture a woman? You know, just rape her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So if it's a dude, I've already talked about this. Imagine.
Get homeless people to rape her. Dude. Homeless people to rape the woman.
A train of homeless people? Yeah. One after another.
All aboard the homeless train.
And crazy homeless people, too.
Yeah.
I had a crazy homeless person I met today.
Fucking you met him. Hi, how you doing? I'm Lito.
Well, he asked me for...
I'm Clarence. Get out of here.
Well, he asked me, you got 20 cents? And I'm like, nope.
Wait. He said, you have 20 cents?
Yes.
He didn't say, do you have change? No, he said specifically 20 cents.
Because he was in front of me in the line at Carl's Jr. And I guess he didn't have enough for his other
I'll take 10 pennies and 2 nickels.
Did you get him the 20 cents?
I didn't have 20 cents.
You made him work for it.
I gave him 20 cents afterwards.
You go, well, all I got this is a shiny quarter.
But the thing was, is he had this nervous twitch or whatever. I don't know what the fuck it was. He had, like, his arm would just fucking out of nowhere, like, his right arm would go, you know, like, it was fucking weird.
It sounds fucked up, but I'll make him work for it. I was drunk in Vegas, and I was telling this guy, like, he's asking for change. I'm like, 10 cents a push-up. He's like, my friend's like, dude, you're fucked up. I'm like, huh, fuck, 10 cents a push-up. Dude, you knock out 10 push-ups, that's a dollar. So he's like, I'm not going to do that. It's like, you don't want the money then. You know, I wasn't going to give him the money. Unless he did the push-ups.
And he never did it.
He never did the push-ups.
He was too proud.
He was too proud. The pride.
Was he black?
No, he wasn't actually.
That would have been funnier, huh? A little bit, right?
I mean...
Yes,
I was thinking, like, what if he knocked out the push-ups? He starts like, where's $1, $2, $3. I would have been like, fuck. Backfired.
174!
Backfired in my face.
He gets up and you're running way down the street. He hits your footsteps.
That'd be funny.
All right, well, I already mentioned this before on the show. What is the single most point on a man that is the most vulnerable that you do not want anyone touching?
The penis.
That's right.
Sack.
That's even more the penis, right? Not the sack. What do you care more about, the sack or the penis?
I don't know.
The penis.
I consider them one package.
You can cut the sack off and you can still fuck. You cut the penis off, you're done.
That's true.
All you are is a... Yeah, a sack.
I mean,
luggage.
I guess then you can clam bump, right?
Anyways, I've said it before. I'd tie a guy down, medieval style, tie each of his fucking limbs to something, get his dick.
Jerk it up.
Rub it a little bit. No. Hold it up. I would hold it. I would probably.
I'd lubricate it with my mouth.
You know what I'd do? I'd get like a clamp and just, stretch that out too, like ropes. So it's like up in the air. All right, I get a fresh sheet of paper and just slit the tip of his dick, right? Right on the tip. That's got to be painful. Then rub salt and what else things? Like lemon. Juices? Lemon juice?
Lemon.
Lemon and salt. Can you imagine the torture on that, right? Okay, and after that, I would get a match. The way I'm thinking about this is he has information that I want, so I'll put the match inside his pee hole and I light it. Tell me what I want to know. And like the flames going closer. No, no. Tell me. You don't got much time. Feeling a little cozy and warm, are you? It's like, no, no. Then I blow it out. Get a fresh one.
Yeah, sure. I bet you love blowing it out.
I totally would have pissed like when you first played it.
Wouldn't you spill all the beans like immediately if I was torturing you?
Oh, the match going out. Hope. I mean.
No?
Then
alone?
Then I'd bite it. That'll teach him. You and dicks, man.
What? I mean, isn't that the obvious go-to if you're torturing a dude?
I mean, there's the waterboarding torture.
Nah, who wants to get water drop on someone's forehead? That's bullshit.
I don't know.
Is it really that bad?
I'm telling you, for somebody that's claustrophobic or has fear of enclosure or being in fucking tight spots, that shit's horrible, man. Hmm. That time I got buried, that was fucking horrible.
Buried. Okay, so we talked about how you kill somebody. So we talked about a little bit about death.
Wait, did you think of one?
What? What?
You didn't think of a fucking torture.
Oh yeah.
Well, I kind of like said about the nose, but
yeah,
I don't know. I'd probably just go into shit like that. You just start cutting stuff off. And you're like, ouch. If you just start getting stuff cut off, like that sucks. Yeah.
Like when you start cut off. Would you start with things that you don't really need? Like,
yeah, like shit that keeps them
ears,
alive.
Ears, you know what I mean? Noses, fingers.
Dude, toes. Probably like broken jaw. You know what I mean? Because I think broken jaw would feel horrible.
Yeah.
I never had my jaw broken, but I think like.
I've never had anything.
Just like it being unhinged, you know right, what I mean? Right. Just like all that kind of stuff. Like, dude, that shit would suck.
Oh, what about like. Wouldn't it be fucking torture to sew someone's eyelids open, like where they can't blink? Oh, can you imagine like, not being like, you just. You can't blink at all, like...
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
And jizz in the eye.
Back to the penis. Just like one drop of lemon
just one
in
huge
eye.
Load in their yeah. eye. Fuck it, right?
It's always penis and jizz, huh? It's always penis and jizz.
It always goes back to the danger hour.
That's right.
Just change it to the dick hour.
I'd be okay with that.
The boner hour.
All right, well, okay. Anything else about torturing people? Anything at all?
I mean, without dicks.
Maybe pull out their armpit hairs one by one. No? Not good enough?
Pulling out nose hairs with tweezers.
Oh, nose hairs.
I used to get the armpit hairs in school. Did you ever do that? You're what? Sitting behind someone, you reach under and just... Bah, and then,
you would do that?
Yeah. Fucking asshole.
Someone wearing a tank top, right? Like
no, they'd just be wearing like a regular like white t-shirt. Or, like it was the best when they'd wear their PE shirts because the PE shirts were all like thin.
Yeah.
They'd be like sitting at their desk and you're behind them, so you just reach up and just.
Wait, so you'd reach in like under the shirt?
Yeah,
you're
like,
not,
reach
you're
under
not
their
in
armpit.
Their shirt. Yeah, okay.
No, like through the shirt, you just grab their armpit and just pull. And it's like, even if you don't pull it out, you just pull it and they're just like, ugh!
I've never seen, I'm gonna do that.
The class is all quiet and all of a sudden it's like, ugh!
Has anyone ever fucked with you in school? Like put a tack on your seat or something like that? Mm-hmm. I got a tack in my seat once in elementary. It wasn't fun.
No, we used to like. I used to try to get everybody, like, everyone would try to get each other. I'd always notice stuff when I come to sit down. But I thought I was really slick one time. I put all this super glue or crazy glue on someone's seat. I don't know what if I thought, like, they were just going to, like, sit down. They were just not going to be able to get up. But this dude, like, sat down. And he gets up, like, at the end of class, and, like, it's just his sweater's all wet. It turned into, like, a...
It turned it all hard and crusty.
Yeah.
Backfire.
Poor guy.
You got jizzed on.
All right. Oh, you know what I didn't say? After we trick-or-treated, we came back home through Turnbull Canyon.
Creepy.
Did you?
Yeah, at night.
Did you go to the gates of hell?
We talked about that in the last show, yeah.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Did you?
Fucking masochist.
During the day. Nothing happened.
You're just looking during for bad shit.
No.
Or what's the other one where they have the cameras and stuff now?
Yeah, that was it. That's it, right?
The gates of hell.
Well, there was like two. There was gates of hell. That was like on the other side. And there was that one where there's like barbed wire and cameras now.
That's not the gates of hell?
No. Well, at least it wasn't when we were growing up. There was another one that was gates of hell. That one was called the bowl. Because everyone used to skateboard.
Oh.
It was a house that burned down and just the pool was left up there.
Yeah.
We used to go there. Everyone would skateboard. We'd do graffiti and all that kind of stuff.
So you know where that is then, huh?
Yeah. We filmed our video for Mr. Belt's class.
We gotta go. You wanna go?
Yeah, let's go.
It's gonna be kind of hard to get in now. But
they filled in all the pools, huh?
Yeah, they filled it in with dirt.
But can you still get in there or is it all boarded up and shit?
I don't know. I haven't tried since high school.
Oh, that's a long time, huh?
Maybe we can get like a helicopter or something. Rappel. Fell out of a helicopter down there. With all the money we get from royalties.
Yeah, royalties. All right.
Podcast so, royalties.
Yeah. They're just flowing in right now.
Once this thing hits mainstream.
Once it skyrockets.
Right? Yeah.
All right, so.
Counting my ducks already.
Like I was saying, we talked about killing and death and shit, so. Let's talk more about death, in a sense. If you... Okay, well, you know you're going to die, right? You know that? Yeah. You're going to die? Okay. Lito?
Yes.
You're dying, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're all dying. So, do you have a bucket list?
A bucket list?
Do you have one? Or did you just start one because I told you today?
I didn't even start one when you told me. I was like, I'll just freestyle it when I get there.
Freestyle.
You know, just,
all right.
Just go off on it.
And so a bucket list is thing like a list of things you have to do before you die. Okay? And so what would you have on yours? You know? Do you have anything already before I even asked you about it? Did you have one?
I've had one. Yeah. Are we going to go with him first?
Okay.
He's freestyling it.
Freestyling, man.
Freestyle away, man.
Bucket list?
Well, real quick. Have you ever wanted to do like the running of the bulls? You heard about that shit in
no
Spain?
No way, dude. Have you ever seen, like, the people?
I've seen too many people get gored.
In their asshole, right? Like,
yeah.
Right,
dude,
in their ass.
Have you seen that picture of that guy? It's like, it goes in through under his chin, and it comes out of
no
his
way.
Mouth. It's like a matador. Like, it goes under his chin, and it comes out his mouth. It's not like you could just stop the bull and pull it right back out that same spot. He probably jerked that.
Hey, Mr. Ooh. Bull, can you stop?
Yeah. Like, that probably pulled his whole fucking jaw off, dude. Oh, like, fuck yeah. That shit was...
That seems pretty stupid to me, this whole running the bulls thing.
Like, yeah, there's no way I would
What's
do
the
that.
Point of that?
Swimming with sharks.
I would watch
I
it.
I would swim with sharks.
I would go to Spain to watch these idiots run, like, you know, get ran over and shit. That'd be cool, but... Yeah, a lot of people, like, want to do that shit for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know. Sharks don't really scare me. Like most people. You hear how people, like, they don't want to go to the beach because of sharks?
Yeah, this fucker.
Dude, are you serious?
No, I don't want to go in the water because of sharks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, if you see a shark in the water here, it's like getting struck by lightning. You know? You better pet that shark and enjoy it, you know?
I've seen a shark in the water.
Yeah.
I ran.
I'm not really scared.
I got rubbed up by a shark. That'd be a bad story. A shark rubbed me in the water. It might have been seaweed, but I'm sure it was a shark, and I ran out.
I'm sure it had 10 rows of teeth, and they were all sharper than the next.
That's right. That's true. Yeah.
I wanted to get bit by a shark.
Had to have been about 60
You've always
feet
wanted
long.
To get bit by a shark?
What? Sick. That'd be a sick story, man. No?
You have one leg now. What if you took off your leg with your cool tattoos on it? Would you be sad?
Yeah, but I'd probably just, like, re-tattoo them somewhere else. I have plenty of room all over my whole
you
body.
You tattoo your amputee leg. Your what is it? The,
my fake leg?
Yeah, it's prosthesis.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hey, do you get... are you planning to get your whole body tattooed eventually?
Probably. I mean, I'll probably work my way all over. Like, yeah. It's just the thing is, like, my arms would probably be covered right now. There's certain people I want to get tattooed by.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of saving my arms.
Like for me, right? Like, you're waiting for me to get this spot right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you tattoo my leg if you want.
Okay.
Swear to God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With a guitar string and ink?
No. Oh, we can if you want. If you want, we'll make a homemade machine and we can do it.
You know how to make them?
Yeah, dude, we'll do that shit live. We'll
wait,
do it
so
live.
So the gangster buddy didn't only just supply you, he taught you.
Dude, this guy taught me how to do that. He taught me pretty much to stretch the skin and just go for it. So then I just started fucking people up, like friends that I knew.
You hear that shit?
Fucked them up.
You hear that?
And then after that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy a kit. Because you can buy those kits.
You know what this cholo did for you? You know what he did?
What did he do?
You give a man a fish. You feed him for a day. You teach a man a fish. You feed him for life.
That's right.
You hear that shit? You like that?
The more you know.
Wait, how does that go again?
You give a man a fish. Yeah. You feed him for a day. Yeah. You teach a man to fish. You feed him for life.
That's right.
It's fucking awesome, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of cool, huh?
And I think that's why I won't cover like my upper arms up here. Like, he tattooed this all with guitar string, dude. This is all
what?
Single needle. All of this up here. That's all single needle guitar string.
What does that mean, single needle?
Single needle. It's just
oh, single needle.
So it's, what?
I thought you were saying cibolito.
Cibolito.
I thought you...
What's that?
That's what I'm saying. Single needle.
Single
cholo
needle.
Turned him?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Cholo slang, you know?
Yeah, but it's like sad because like this dude ended up dying.
Oh, really?
So like, that's why I always said
from
I'll never
from ink poisoning or what?
I think hepatitis probably.
No fucking way. You're
it's
joking.
It's possible. It could be possible hepatitis.
Most likely. Yeah.
Well, he used to do a bunch of drugs and like drink. So he was always in and out of prison. Like,
hey, speaking of drugs, I got a drug story. This guy I work with, he said his uncle, he was on heroin, right?
Fun times.
Yeah. Sweet. His uncle's on heroin. I don't know how it happened. He gets attacked.
Rich.
He gets attacked by a dog. The dog bites him in his fucking balls, right?
What?
The dog dies from a heroin overdose.
No really? Way.
Yeah. Is this true?
No.
That's the story.
Sounds fake.
Yeah.
Do you think there's enough heroin in the bloodstream to kill a dog?
Snopes, bro. Snopes. Call Snopes.
Hey, Snopes.
Snopes yeah. will handle it.
Do you think that's true?
I don't think so.
Because the guy told me before, and they told me again yesterday... He's like, oh yeah, remember that time I told you about my uncle?
Bring that guy in.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Bring
and he
that
goes,
guy in.
And then he fucking throws in this gem of information, which he didn't tell me the first time. Oh, and then some people said he might have had a stash hidden there. And it's like, well, that makes more sense, right? The dog bit into fucking heroin. And he goes,
I don't even know that.
He goes, I don't believe it. He's like, I don't believe it. So why would the dog die, though, immediately after he bit the guy in the balls?
It's probably just a fake story altogether.
Dude. Yeah, you think, nah.
Well, like that story where they say that a guy has a sheet of acid in his pants. Cops start chasing him. All the sweat fucking dissolves the sheet of acid into his fucking body, and the guy starts tripping balls and he dies.
Yeah. Why would he die on one sheet
think,
of acid?
I don't think he could die from acid.
Okay, well, and then he gets fucked up.
I don't know. I think it just freaks you out and you go insane. Yeah.
So how did it get into his, like, it was touching his skin if it's in his pocket?
I think I don't know how acid works. It'll fucking... Your skin will absorb it, right?
Or, no, I'm sure it can go through into the skin, through, but I don't know. I don't think you could die from it.
Snopes.
Snopes will handle it all.
Or we could just ask a druggie.
That's true. I had a friend that, I think he overdosed on acid.
Yeah? In high school. Is he fucking, he's gone now, right? He's not there?
No, I don't.
His mind is blown, right?
It was, yeah.
He's back? Oh, I thought there was no coming back after that. I thought you were just, you're out there, you're gone. No. You open that other door and you can't come back in.
He went to high school with us.
I think I know who you're talking about. But I heard that if you do enough acid that you'll just go mentally insane.
You remember that though, right? In class, he'd be laughing, just I won't say who, but...
No.
Yeah, he'd just be in class, just laughing. He wore sunglasses all the time. He used to walk, he wore these sunglasses, they were his safety blanket. He was always scared.
Did he blow a head gasket?
Hey-o. Wow. Dun-t. That was lousy. All right, so bucket list.
Bucket list.
So, fuck it. Mike, what do you want to do before you die? Basically, that's what it comes down to.
I want to travel to Europe, for sure. Thailand, for sure.
Why? UFC style stuff?
No, I just think Thailand would be cool. I don't know.
Cheap whores?
Well, they got that kind of stuff.
Bangkok.
Just everything.
Bangkok isn't its name, is it? Isn't
Mike? There's all kinds of cool shit down there, man. You got Muay Thai fights. You got lady boys.
I want to see it. Have you ever seen a real cock fight? You see lady boys?
Yeah,
lady boys. It's a fucking lady boy.
You don't know what a lady boy is?
No.
Yeah, that's...
What's a tranny?
Do
a tranny kid or what?
Do a Google search for lady boy.
Lady boys.
I think you should Google search a lady boy.
I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Google lady boy.
Hold on.
Lady boy of Thailand. What are you talking?
You should probably see if you can find a video of it.
YouTube it.
Lady boy of Thailand. Oops. Lady Gaga.
It's funny. Lady boys, go back.
Whoa.
Leave it at lady boy. Oh, no. Lady boy
is
of.
Is it one word?
Try of.
Lady boy.
Lady boy of Bangkok. You see that?
Where?
Lady boy. Lady of Bangkok. There you go. Lady boys of Bangkok.
Oh, no.
Told you. Look at the images, man.
I don't know.
Take this off the safe search.
This is going to be good.
See, look at that.
Wait a second.
They look just like chicks, right?
Wait, that's a kid. That's a guy?
Yeah.
This is a fucking guy?
Look at that.
I would so get this guy.
Why not?
I would take him down.
Why not? That's all I'm saying is why not?
Wait a minute. These are fucking dudes right here?
Those are lady boys.
Oh, yeah. That is a guy right there. Those are definitely guys.
I mean, despite the mustache and everything.
I don't know if I necessarily do things with that. I just want pictures, you know? Pictures with them.
Oh, that was nasty. Okay, I get it.
I get it.
Japan's definitely a must.
You know what's weird to me? How guys, they're obviously guys by the face. You can tell on some of them. The first one didn't look like a guy at all. But some of them look like guys, but their bodies are like women. Isn't that weird? They got their curves and the whole thing.
They take hormones, though, too.
Yeah.
Dude, if one of those fucking... If you were with one... Oh, my God. If you never knew, you would never know, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend that turned into a chick.
I'll stop at that. What?
I have a friend that turned into a chick.
No way.
Yeah, my friend John.
Do I know?
He's Jennifer now. No. It was a friend. It was my ex's brother. Her brother's friend, his best friend. He's come to the house all the time. His name was
John.
Dude,
I know a guy. I know one, too.
Really?
Yeah. This guy, Jesse, that went to school with us.
Hey, gay Jesse.
Yeah. He's a chick.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it on Facebook.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
I've seen a guy on Facebook in the high school pages. He's a homo, but he does drag show. And he's one of those nasty looking drag. You know, the ones heavy. Yeah, shot with the makeup gun. Poof! You know?
Not to go off topic, but I remember senior year, actually. Remember they have best guy friends? You could vote.
Yeah.
And I put Sam and Jesse, that they're best guy friends. And I had all these people.
They won?
No, they didn't win because I think someone told the teacher or something like that. But dude, we were getting the word was spreading, and then
that's funny.
I think they got mad, or Jesse got mad, or Sam got mad.
Have you seen their boyfriends?
Yeah, they're pretty upset.
I got in trouble one time. Me and Peter both got in trouble for fucking with Jesse in class.
fucking Jesse in
fucking class? Fucking with Jesse in class.
Okay, sorry.
We had an art class. We were in like 8th grade, dude. And he got this lousy haircut. Like a fucked up haircut. Whereas he wound up having to shave his head. And so he was embarrassed, right? So we're in class. Yeah. We're in class and he has his hood on, right? And he was an easy target, dude. I wasn't a hate-filled dude in school, but
not
we were
like
just,
you are like now.
Yeah, not like now. But we were fucking with him because he was a dick. He was kind of a dick, right?
He had an attitude. He was kind of an asshole to everybody.
He was sassy.
I think that's what they call it. Yeah, yeah.
He used to get fucked with a lot, though.
Yeah, he did. But he was an easy target, dude. And
he got jumped that one time. That was sad.
No, I don't remember that. Yeah, I remember of it, but I don't remember
it
was exactly.
Like a cholo or something he had a crush on.
I'll teach you to like me. No.
Poor guy.
He was
we're in class, and he has his hood on the whole time. He won't take it off. And he said some shit. That's what happened. He said some shit to me or Peter, right? He just said something fucking stupid. And we just let loose. We're like, shut up, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Very creative, right? And we kept doing it, dude. And he got so fucking irritated. He started crying.
Mr. Belt's class, those folders we had.
Folders?
Were you there? Remember, like, when you go into Mr. Belt's class, there was, like, these folders we had in the cabinet. And, like, you have to grab it out. That was your folder for the class. They wrote all over my folder. They drew, like, two dudes boning. They put Mike, Jesse. Jesse loves me. They put, like, the scissors, like, the two people like that. Like, oh, man. Mr. Belt thought I did it. And he takes me outside and just screams at me. And I'm just like...
You're like, and why would I do this on my own folder?
I'm half laughing. And he's like, you think this is funny? I'm like, no.
You know that guy got fired?
Did he?
Yeah.
For what?
I think some fucked up shit.
Really?
I don't really know exactly, but I think he got fired for something.
He's a cop, though.
Like, yeah.
You can't fire a cop.
Well, they did.
Mustache and everything.
Anyway, so he sent me and Peter to the office because of this shit with Jesse. All of us. And he sends us out, and the bell rings, and Jesse's in front of us walking towards the office. We're like, fuck. We're getting in trouble for this shit. I don't believe it. And the bell rings. Everyone comes out of class. I should have jumped him. And we get to the office, like right in the front, and he keeps fucking walking. And I'm like, dude, we just got away with this shit. And he's like, fuck you. And then that was it. Nothing ever happened. He walked away. So I always feel bad about that, though. Sorry, Jesse, guy, girl, whatever the fuck you are.
Jesse. Come on the show.
No, yeah. Jesse can be unisex, dude.
Come on the show. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't have to change
good choice name. Of name, parents. You saw something coming, didn't you?
You foretold.
All right, so what are we going to do? What do you want to do before you die?
Besides Lady Boys
in Bangkok, Thailand.
Skydiving. I want to go skydiving for
sure. That's mine too, yeah.
It's like a couple $100. I always thought about doing it. It's just...
It sucks because you got to have a guy tandem with you the first time, right? You got to have some guy behind you. Maybe you should go behind me the first time. What do you think?
Well, it has to be like a professional.
Okay, he can go behind you.
I'll just go a bunch of times.
All three of us.
Actually, I had a dream one time. I was skydiving. It was awesome.
Did you make it?
If it's anything like my dreams, skydiving's pretty badass.
It should be a good time.
Yes.
Indoor skydiving would be cool. I always wanted to try that.
Is that we're just like in a wind tunnel?
Yeah,
something?
I'd either have it a city walk.
That's kind of like a cop out, though, I think, right?
I heard those things can be more dangerous than real skydiving, though.
Really?
Yeah, because it's pretty much a cylinder that you're in, and like if you...
Turn the wrong way?
Yeah, turn the wrong way. I mean, you're pretty much...
Whip you at the wall.
Yeah. Fucking human pinball.
That's true.
Yeah, but the whole thing with real skydiving is you can hit the fucking floor. How about that?
I'd rather it...
You'd rather hit the floor than the side of the tank?
I'd rather be instant than fucking smashing into a bunch of walls. You know?
What if you fall down and you hit legs first... And you're still alive. Like, all your legs take the impact and are all fucking... You break your bones into, like, thousands of pieces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Possible.
You're just going to die?
You're going to hit at that velocity.
So if you fall feet first, your feet's going to go into your fucking brain?
Yeah, I think you're just going to hit and then...
All right.
You know?
Yeah, it's not like you're jumping from, like,
a... You're going to be a smoothie after
one
that?
One-story building. Or, you know?
Yeah, I guess. All right, fine. We debunked that shit already.
You're not jumping off the roof, man. Falling from the heavens.
So, yeah, dude, there's things that... I mean, call me sick, but there's things that I've always wanted to do. Just in everyday life, I've thought about it, and it's like, I want to do this shit at least once. And that was one of them. I was in the mall, and at times, and you see these stupid fuckheads leaning over the rails, like, you know, like these cholo guys or whoever they think they're cool, like leaning on the rail looking down, like at the girls or whatever. I've always just wanted to grab their legs and just throw them over the fucking top of the thing, just make them fall down onto the next floor.
So you're telling me your bucket list is to murder somebody?
No, I don't want them to die. Just
don't get hurt.
Okay, maybe fall like in the fountain. How about fall in the fountain? I just want to do it. Just throw someone over the edge of the railing. Wouldn't that be funny? No?
I got kicked out of Puente Hills Mall for throwing a knife.
What?
Like a plastic knife from the top.
Oh, plastic.
Yeah, I tried chucking it at my friend on the bottom, and I guess security saw me.
That's funny.
It's pretty awesome.
Thought he was Rambo.
Yeah, you were like a delinquent, huh?
I was banned from Puente Hill Mall for, I think, a month.
You couldn't go into Tilt anymore?
No, I couldn't go to Tilt. Actually, the next day, my sister took me to the movies, and I was like, shit.
Tilt? There was never a Tilt there.
Shut up.
Yeah, there was.
Puente Hills?
Before yeah. GameWorks, it was upstairs. Right upstairs where the GameWorks is.
That's right.
Wow, that was a really long time ago. I don't remember that.
Yeah, this was a long fucking time.
Yeah, a long time. When the movie theater was still over there in the corner off to the side of the parking lot.
Yeah, they didn't have a movie theater in there at that time. And Till was fucking a good...
Yeah, the movie theater was over at the end of the parking lot. It was still the... What was it?
The Man 6 or something?
The Man 6.
Like, oh, yes.
One of those.
Right.
They had the two AMC... What the fuck was up with the two AMC movie theaters?
It was the AMC movie theaters that were in
there. The AMC 6 and AMC 4?
Yeah, and then the Man 6 was down the street by Showboat.
Yeah.
The Man 6 is where Staples is now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a dollar theater, like, when we were in high school.
Wait. I think I saw Titanic there.
I saw Titanic there, too. And a South Park movie.
Saw Ace Ventura, and then it was a double feature. It was Dunstan Checks In.
Dunstan Checks In.
Remember that movie? The little monkey and the little girl.
Dunstan Checks In. This might be even sicker than my last one, but I think I want to hit someone with my car at least once. That's what I hit somebody, dude. Some asshole. I want to see an asshole in the street. I want to paint an even better picture. Maybe he just hurt a woman, okay? And he's running around. He's running away from her. I just want to fucking hit him with my car. Have him go flying over the hood, hit the windshield, and fly over the top, and just keep driving and just laugh the whole time. Wouldn't that be cool? That's not cool? Again, he wouldn't die. He'd be very badly injured.
I've had that. I'll be honest. I've had that thought a couple times. You know, in the car, and you're at the supermarket, and just fucking people all over the place.
Yes.
And you know what? If I press the gas... These people can go away. You know?
Forever. You know what I thought about? This might be really sick on my part, too. I think I'm really sick, actually. Columbine stuff, like, if you're going to, like, kill people at schools or whatever, I would try to get as many fucking people as I could get. Because you're going to jail for life, right? Wouldn't you want, like, 800 people as opposed to, like, 20 or 30?
Yep. Now they have a case against you.
What?
If the cops ever look, they have a case against you now.
For what?
Recorded history?
I said, wouldn't you want to go down?
No, I wouldn't.
Just
for the record, I would not, and I don't condone this.
I don't either. I'm saying for talk purposes. You got me like thinking like legally now, you piece of shit. Anyways,
hey, that's a nice Marilyn Manson CD you got right there, by the way.
I can either confirm or deny these allegations.
Is that a new trench coat?
No, I'm saying I would make it worth it. That's all I'm saying. I'd make it worth it.
I would do something better, like rob a bank or
rob a bank.
I thought about that.
You can't rob a bank no more.
Rob a bank.
People do it, but I don't see how. I don't see how they get away with it. Like you got to wear a disguise, I think, because. In whatever disguise you wear, they're gonna name you that. Like that old guy that like put like an old man mask on.
The sticky bandits.
Sticky bandits.
No, what they call that guy? They called him like the it was like the fucking old man, but they didn't call him that. Like the elderly bandit or something, or like the there's something like that. So you gotta think ahead, man. You gotta wear an outfit that's gonna give you a cool name. Like
they had this this bank robber not too long ago in Orange County.
Like if you wore your hamburger outfit. You'd be the fucking Hamburger Bandit. That's who you'd be.
They had this guy. He was robbing banks in Newport in Orange County. He was the Grunge Bandit or something like that. The Alternative Bandit.
He was wearing a sweater, or what?
Yeah, no, he was wearing like flannel sweaters and like a beanie and like shades and like fucking torn jeans. I'm like,
had a Nirvana CD.
Yeah, I'm like, that's the best you guys come up with. Oh, I guess.
That's pretty good, actually. I like that. Yeah, the Hamburglar Bandit. That'd be cool.
The Red Devil Robber.
Would you still have to call him a bandit if he's a Hamburglar?
Well, he's not selling hamburgers, though. I mean, right?
He's still a burglar.
He's not a burglar. You know what a burglar is, right?
Yeah, you were a burglar last Halloween. Mm. Which I think was a cheap way to get out of costume.
How dare you? I spent $1 on that costume. A burglar is someone that takes shit, you know, sneaks in and breaks in and takes something. A robber is someone that holds... You know, a weapon or something and take something from you. So if you're a bank robber, you're not going to be the Hamburglar because you're fucking.
Like when I got robbed at gunpoint. Oh. Next topic.
Hey, you did that shit to yourself.
I gotta go.
Anyways, So, what would you do before you die, Lito? You haven't said anything yet.
Well, I'm not as sick as some people.
I probably won't ever do them.
Maybe. But I would like... Rampage?
My, I don't know. Fuck, dude. Call me cheesy, whatever, but I don't like flying, so traveling isn't one of my things. I want to take an RV and just go watch a baseball game at every baseball park.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are the shitty teams? You don't care?
Just to be able to say, like, I've been at Wrigley Field. I've been to fucking, you know, the Green Monster. I've been to...
What's that?
Red Sox.
Oh.
I've been to the New York Stadium.
You should do that with a bit with brothels.
Just go around fucking to one strip club chain. All the deja vus.
You could do that.
I wanted to do that with the In-N-Out. I've been to every In-N-Out.
That's not in the East Coast, though, right?
I mean, no, it's only in California, Nevada, and Arizona.
Yeah. You're like Tommy Burgers.
Every Subway.
Dude, there's, like, no Tommy, in the world. There's no Tommy Burgers in fucking Orange County, man. It fucking sucks.
Sorry for you.
Yeah.
I don't even go there.
You don't like Tommy's?
I mean, I just... Sure, but I don't, like, you know, have a desire to go there at all.
I love it, but I rarely go.
Yeah.
There's
one, like, right down the street from my work, too. It's just...
Yeah.
You never think. Like, oh, you know what? I want Tommy's right now.
That's true.
It's a special want.
Mine's always, like, convenience. It goes by convenience. Like, we have a Casa Jimenez next door. So it's always just Casa Jimenez. It's like, I don't feel like going anywhere.
God, I'm craving that because it's just a walk away.
Yeah, it's just next door.
So that's it. You guys have a shitty bucket list, man. You got nothing
Sorry if it doesn't consist of murdering people.
I didn't say murder. I said severely injuring.
Severely injuring people?
But no, I like the same thing like Mike. I want to go to, I like to go to, like, Italy, Spain. I want to go somewhere where the shit is fucking old school.
I just want stupid pictures in all these places. You know what I mean? Just, like, random shit.
Like, are you going to do that thing where, like, you hold, like, a stuffed animal, like, in every capital or whatever, you put the stuffed animal in front of the
Eiffel Tower? Like, take a friend with me and be, like, shaking hands, like, watch, shake my hand, and just be, like, in front of, like, you know? Like, every...
That's a good idea. In front of everything.
Be like the lady boys and just be in front of it shaking hands. Like,
you know, lady boys. Oh, man. Sweet, man. Lady boys. Oh, I also want to punch a random stranger in the face. Just for no fucking reason. Just to see what happens. Wouldn't that be cool? Just walk up to a random fucking guy and just for no fucking reason at all. He never seen it coming. Just give him a good punch in the face.
Take karate lessons first and do some crazy windmill kick into his face.
Windmill kick.
Have you seen that Saturday Night Live digital short? It's Andy Samberg. He's like, he punches people right before they bite their food. It's just like random people like out in the street and just boom, he fucking hits them.
No, I haven't seen that.
I'll put it on YouTube.
Okay.
It's a lot better to watch than to describe because it's got music and everything.
Alright, okay, I got one more thing written down here, and it's kind of disturbing because I was at work and we have this dude, or sometimes they have temps that come in, and this guy was like talking
a lady boy.
No, it wasn't a lady boy. He was talking and he was giving up information that you probably shouldn't give up, you know, like why are you telling people this, you know, like that kind of stuff. And it came up that he's 45 and his fiance is 25.
Whoa.
Isn't that fucking weird?
It's fucking awesome.
It's awesome to awesome, you?
That's your, that, for him? Isn't that what you strive for as an old man?
No. I don't think so.
Dude, if you're 45 years old, you want like a 25 stroke in your boner.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's the L.
Not to marry.
It's the L. Bunny syndrome.
Not to marry.
Yeah, it's because he's engaged to this girl.
Oh, yeah, you don't
sucker.
Want to marry,
he's a sucker.
Then. I mean, okay, I understand. Like, it even, I think it's still even weird. Like, okay, let's say now you're 28, right? Are you?
Yeah.
You gotta think about that, huh?
I just turned 28.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I just said
that's
you had a birthday.
That's right.
Wait a minute. I'm older than you? No fucking way.
It appears so, sir.
I thought I was the youngest one out of everybody.
No.
Wow.
I guess you're fucking wrong.
Anyways, what was I saying?
Something about...
About this 45-year-old dude that's fingering a 25-year-old.
You don't like it for
more
some
than fingering.
Reason.
No. Let's say you're 28. You're going out with an 18-year-old. That's, like, okay with you? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, they're so fucking young.
I have friends that love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have friends that are all about it.
I mean, I understand, like, if an 18-year-old... I mean, 18 is still kind of, like, young, but unless you get, like, an older-looking one. I'd say, like, a 21-year-old girl is probably, like the prime of women. Maybe 22. Maybe even 24. I don't know.
Like, but 25.
Yeah. I'd say the best woman's going to look, probably, in their life. Huh?
That's their peak.
It's possible.
23, maybe 20, yeah, I guess
23 to 25.
Yeah, many sure, people yeah, have said, like, man, 22 is too old for me.
I'm whoa. Chance.
That's the point. Like, don't you think it's strange? Like, okay, an 18-year-old, a lot of them look young as fuck, and they're just in totally immature, completely immature, actually. Do you really want to hang out with that chick like that?
You don't really have anything in common with them.
Yeah, it's like, even this guy, 45 with a 25, what the fuck's he going to talk about with this chick?
Yeah.
What's he going to talk about?
So, you like that Pokemon now, huh?
And I just, it was very disturbing.
What about that new Lady Gaga CD, huh?
How about that Beaver kid?
He's pretty cool. I don't get it, dude. But the thing that leads me into this, because I thought about this guy, and there's something even worse in this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, even fucking worse. There's an actor named Doug Hutchinson. I'm sure you don't know who that is. No?
Nope.
No.
Doug Hutchinson. What was recently, that? Okay, most famous, I think, he's from. He was on The Green Mile. You know that movie?
Yeah,
okay.
Which...
He was at, like, the asshole guard, like, that dickhead. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Little
yeah,
small guy?
A little smaller guy, oh, okay, that was pissed off. And he was on Lost recently. You watch Lost?
I don't watch Lost. I
watch Lost.
Fucking guys. Anyways, so you know his face, right? You can picture him in your head? Okay. He's 51 now. He married a 16-year-old girl.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy.
51, 16 years old. And I'm going to show you a picture of her right now. She doesn't look 16. She doesn't look 16 at all.
How do you
not at all?
How do you get married, 16-year-old girl?
I think in the state they were in,
Mormon.
As long as you have
parent consent,
oh, you can do it.
She's all, he was in the Green Mile. I'm down.
But mom, he was in the Green Mile. Okay.
Was he the asshole guy?
And
it's done.
Weren't you the one that forgot to?
That's her.
What? That is not 16.
And that's him now.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
It's because he's got the long hair. That's why she went for him. Can you believe, Crocodile Hunter shade.
Can you believe the way that girl looks at 16? She looks about 25, right?
That is no ordinary 16-year-old right there.
I'd say she looks like 23.
Let me see if I can get another picture.
Can we just put the Green Mile on? Love that movie.
Is that her?
That's her, dude. She looks 16 to you?
Yeah, she looks... No, she doesn't look 16, but she
looks 18.
Wasted as shit.
Yeah. Dude, the dog has pink ears. See that shit?
Dude, sweet. Dog, pink hair.
That's her too. She does not look 16.
Man. No way. She has to have lied on some kind of form.
I have no idea.
That is not... She's not 16.
That other picture, she kind of looked like OJ's wife, but like way younger.
That's not... Oh, this is her too.
Holy fuck.
She can't be 16, right?
There's no way.
No, she's
I think,
not 15.
I think they got that article 16. Wrong. I think,
dude,
I
this
think,
is a say, lot of... A lot of I stories say, covered this shit.
I say 18. There's
oh, well.
No way, dude. Those
even if it's 18, but...
Those are not 16-year-old boobs.
Those are nobody's boobs. Those are fucking... Those boobs are probably like 2 weeks old.
I don't Lost bought those. Lost bought those.
I didn't know you get fucking enhancement surgery under 18.
Probably the same thing. Parent consent. It depends on what state you're in, I guess.
Some stupid fucking parents.
But the whole point is, this guy's a creep, right? I mean, you're 51, you marry a 16-year-old girl. Isn't that fucking nuts to me? I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Was it 35-year-old difference? Holy fuck.
16. Was that right? Yeah, 36 difference, yeah.
Holy
that shit's
fuck.
Creepy, man.
Yeah. I'm pretty creeped out right now.
If I was 51, I'd probably go for like 38.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No.
Yeah.
If you're 51.
It just seems weird that you would fuck around with a girl so young. I mean, what the hell are you going to talk to
what
her
do
about?
Where do you meet that girl?
I have no idea. Whatever.
I went to a raid.
Yeah, they're gonna say in the wild.
At the drive-thru at Wendy's.
The mall.
You know, I was in a movie one time.
Speaking of Wendy's, we were at In-N-Out after we went trick-or-treating. That's my, like, I'm going to start a fucking tradition every year now. We're going to go trick-or-treating in Whittier, drive through Turnbull Canyon to come home, and then eat at In-N-Out.
Which In-N-Out? Seventh?
No, the one you can walk into on Kalima.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one. So.
Why not the one on
Sunday?
Right, you
can sit
street? Outside. In your costumes?
Because it was kind of cold, I think, that night. Yeah. No, it was good that night, actually. I just like sitting inside, that's all. Forgive me. I don't like sitting outside with the poor people.
With the commons.
The commoners. So we're sitting in In-N-Out, and my wife looks at this girl that's in line to order, and she goes, "What the fuck?" And I go, "What?" She goes, "Is that real?" And I look over at what she's talking about, because there's like, you know, a couple girls and a couple guys, And I look over and I'm like, what's she talking about? And then I see the biggest fucking, not even the biggest, the most accentuated ass I've ever seen. This girl was thin and her ass went woof, like a fucking, like the letter C.
Uh-huh.
It just popped right out. And it did not go with her body because she was so thin.
Okay.
It just fucking exploded and then came right back in. And I'm like, fuck, is this real? So I'm staring at this girl's ass, just trying to figure out if it's stuffed for Halloween. And I'm like, I'm just staring at it like, okay, do I see any, like, you know, disproportions or any, like...
Isn't that the perfect crime right there?
Wait a second. It gets better. So I'm staring at this girl's ass, and I'm looking for anything that would give it away. Any, like, you know, bumps or something, but it's completely smooth and rounded. And then you can see her panty lines and the whole thing. And I'm like, fuck, I think this ass is real. And then Natalie goes, okay, stop staring already. And I'm like... it's not real. I said, it is real. It's real. And she's like, it is, huh? And I go, yeah. And I looked right over again. She was like, okay.
I think we get it now.
So then she asked me after that, which I thought was an interesting question. She said, do you think it's more comfortable to sit on that ass? You think it's comfortable? And I said, fuck yeah, I think it's comfortable, right? Why wouldn't it be? Like, you don't feel bone on your seat. There's like a solid cushion of fat and whatever the fuck is in there.
I would think it would feel like a rocking chair or something, right?
Like a waterbed.
Yeah, exactly.
Beanbag chair.
Yeah, beanbag.
Because if your ass is that big and you're in the perfect angle, your legs, like the bottom of your legs, aren't touching the chair. So you just like rock back and forth, right?
That's true, yes. That'd be funny. She's smoking a pipe and just leaning on her ass back and forth.
Hey, I didn't know this internet had rocking chairs. No. Just
don't.
Me.
They don't.
Just me.
So have you ever seen any abnormalities with girls, but like good ways? Like have you ever seen like an ass like just shot right out of their, it went right out of her back and just shoved right back into her legs. It was fucking crazy, man. It didn't even like curve down. It just went boom. You know, like right angles.
The biggest ass I've ever seen to date right now, I mean, I think J-Lo was taking it for a while. Have you seen that girl, Nicki Minaj? Blackie,
yeah,
she's like, yeah, she's like the famous one right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
She wears these like body suits, I guess. They look almost like a one-piece bathing suit.
Right.
But I mean, I get the fabric, fucking the seamstress or whoever makes her fucking costumes has to be putting extra fabric in the fucking waist area, dude. Because this thing is not only is it, because I would guess most girls, or whatever the case is, it's either wide or long, big the other way, right?
Yeah.
So obviously there's no bump in the front, but they can go wide the other way or bump in the back. This girl's like fucking, like, her hips don't lie and her ass is like fucking out there, dude.
Her hips don't lie. He just quoted a Shakira song.
Yes.
There you go. My hips don't lie.
That's my gayest song.
That's not true. Anyways. And now it's time for the fuck you moment.
Fuck you!
All right, newcomer Mike. I hope you thought about something.
Dude.
Don't say you're going to freestyle this one too, you asshole.
Dude, I've been thinking all day.
There's nothing?
Dude, I've been thinking all day. You guys go. You guys think of anything?
This part is tradition. The guest has to go first.
That's true.
The
guest has to go first? Yes. Man.
Doesn't matter. Take your time. I can edit all this shit out. And like I told you, like previous ones have been, it's mostly people that bug the fuck out of you. It could be anybody.
It's just a fuck you, dude. Like,
yeah, it's a fuck you to any product, any company, any person,
anything,
any situation.
Anything that you just...
It could be any situation.
I would just say tattoo-wise, people
what?
That come into our
yeah,
work.
There you go. Start it off.
This is what happens. They walk in.
You got to start it off, though. You got to go, fuck you.
That's right.
Fuck you, people that come into the tattoo shop and say, hey, how much do you guys charge for tattoos?
That's me.
Yeah.
How much do you guys charge for tattoos? It's like, now I just got to the point where I just go $30.
What?
And they think about it and they go, wait, I didn't tell you what I wanted. And it's like, oh, well, what did you want? And then they'll tell me what they want, and then I'll quote them their price. So it's like, it's irritating, you know? It's like,
yeah.
How much do you guys charge?
Do you guys do by piece or by hour?
No, it's by piece.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like...
Some guys do by hour, though, right?
There are guys that... Usually the people that do it by hour are, like, the bigger name people. Like
yeah.
The, mostly people that have a name for themselves, and it's like,
have you ever gotten anybody who says like, what can I get for 30?
I've had people ask me like at conventions and stuff, like, oh, can you do it for 20?
It's like, holy shit.
No, like, that's the price.
Have you ever had someone that's been completely fucking ripped on drugs or just drunk as shit come in? Give me this tattoo, man.
Yeah, we've kicked people out for being like trash. Like, if you come in drunk and you play it cool and we don't even know, it's all right. If you want to have like a beer before, come in relaxed.
And thin your blood?
Yeah. Like last week I had like some chicks come in. They were like, they were pretty buzzed. It was their first tattoo and like they were being kind of loud. It was irritating. But, hey, like,
but they had
fun, you know? They had fun, they got tattooed, and,
and
it was all good, but...
I would figure people in your line of work are not really uptight about that kind of thing, right? You've been drinking? Leave!
Not really.
But tattoo artists do have some fucking red flags, though, right? Because I've seen some people that they just, like, I don't want to tattoo that, or I don't want to do that, or...
Yeah, like, if someone's really trash, like, we're not going to tattoo them because... It'll either, like, it does thin your blood, you do bleed more, which isn't really that big of a deal, but it's mostly just the attitude. Like, they're going to have an attitude, they're not going to sit still, and it's like...
Have you ever had people scream while you're tattooing?
No, but I have people move a lot to the point where it's like, you tell them more than 3 times that they need to stop moving, that their tattoo's going to come out fucked up, but they don't listen. It's just, I just say fuck it and I just keep going. Because obviously they don't want their tattoo to look
good.
Yeah.
Like I had some girl I was doing under her ribs and she kept moving.
Ouch.
Every time the needle would go in, she'd move and my needle would go off a little bit. And so I had to clean up that line. I had to fix it. And finally it was just like, fuck, you know, like you want your tattoo to look like shit. So I'm going to try to get it as best as I can with you squiggling around. Like,
I got a fucked up question. Has there ever been like a super black guy that came in for a tattoo and it's like, dick, we can't do this on you?
No, but I have like darker people come in. Like, not black, but like a really dark Mexican chick came in one time and she wanted color like on her flower. And I just kind of nicely told her, like, I think black and gray would look a lot better just because...
Is it possible to be... You can be too dark to get a tattoo, right? Like, you can be
just, not to tattoo,
not a black, but color,
to get
right?
Color, yeah. Like color just won't show up. Like it'll just fade.
So what happens if you use white on a black person? What happens?
Nothing. You won't be able to see.
You won't
it
see
at
shit
all.
In either. Really?
I don't think so. No.
You should try this.
I've never tried it.
I think you should.
I should.
Do many black people get tattoos?
Yeah, a lot of them do. Yeah. Not necessarily at our shop.
In Compton, though, huh?
Well, because we're like in the heart of Pico Rivera, so it's mostly like
it's all Mexicans.
Pretty much, it's all Mexican.
Is it like a lot of game that it should?
No, surprisingly, no.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they do their own tattoos, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like,
sorry. Hello.
Like, the way our shop is, too, like, we're not really, like, we don't look like gangsters or anything like that.
Right,
so
right.
It's like, the gangs don't really, like, mess with us.
Yeah.
There are, like, other shops that, like, I'm sure they get messed with by the gangs and gangsters.
Los Locos Tattoo.
Yeah, and it's like, but, yeah, we don't really get too many.
Okay.
Right on. Really.
Like, I want to do a cholo clown. You know, like, you know, like those clowns that they have. Like, it's like a cholo clown. He's
okay, I've got a concept for you that I've been kind of wanting to do. I don't know. I've got my. I've always said I'm going to get my serious tattoos, the ones that actually mean something. But I kind of been thinking of one. Okay,
what, a serious one or a goofy one?
Just a goofy one.
Okay,
my one goofy one. I want to do a smile now, cry later. But instead of the stupid clowns, I want to get an Autobot and a Decepticon.
Kind of cool.
How much?
You geek. How much would that cost?
How much you charge for tattoos?
You know what? I hit you up a while ago about a tattoo, right? And I still want to come to you.
Look
for
at
this.
You. Hit you up.
Did you?
What?
Wow. You never really talked like that.
What the fuck?
I
contacted you previously about some work.
That sounds more like it.
And I told you that me and my cousin were gonna do it, right? But this guy's been lagging it. Completely lagging it. But I want to get something, like you said. I want to get a goofy one. And I want you to do it because of who you are. Because, not because...
Yeah, it translates good, I think.
No, I would like someone that I know has, like, you know, a goofy... I'm not calling you goofy, but I'm saying, like, a good sense of humor, like, a humorous outlook on life.
Yeah.
And I've always known you. You've always been a fun fucking guy. You've always had this, wicked sense of humor, you know, crazy.
He's going to ask you out.
Yeah. Right. So, do you want to go have milkshakes with me? No, so I want someone... that I know, it, I think it'd mean more if like a goofy type dude did a goofy fucking tattoo on me. It's not gonna be super goofy, but I want an angry looking monkey face. Like a monkey, like a cartoon looking monkey. I already have it drawn up. I'm gonna tweak it a little bit, but I want you to do it. I'm gonna come to you soon for it, so look out for that shit.
Cool.
Right? I thought you were gonna get that the sign that says enter only above your butt crack with the arrow going
it's,
down.
It's exit only. Oh, yeah. No, it is enter only, yeah.
Enter only.
Enter to own risk.
I saw this really funny one time. It was right above the butt crack. It was a little 25 cent sign. And like, you know, like where you drop a quarter in and it's the butt crack. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well,
I want to get it.
That's some cool ones, actually. I always thought like, just like right above my pubes, like birds coming out, like a bird nest. You know? like birds coming out trying to like go for the worm. And it's just like,
that'd be funny.
You can hold the worm over it. I think it'd be cool.
That is pretty cool.
It is.
All right, so close your shit out. What do you want to say to people again? You got to say the same thing you said the first time.
What did I say? I think I just said...
I said fuck you to who now?
Huh? What?
Who do you say fuck you to?
Who do we say fuck you to?
Yeah, you.
I said fuck you to people that come in, and you say...
No, you say it. You just repeat what you said the first time. Dude. But you're closing it out. What you said to begin with, you close it out.
Fuck you to...
To seal it.
Fuck you to people coming in asking how much you guys charge for tattoos.
There you go. Yeah,
without telling us what you want or giving a quote. Because you could come in and ask how much we charge for this.
Yeah, right.
How much do you guys charge if I wanted to get something like that? But if you come in and you say, how much do you guys charge for tattoos?
Fuck you.
F off.
It's never a good start to piss off tattoo artist that's going to put something permanent on your skin, right?
I'm sorry. I got one more tattoo-related question. Do you like when people come in and say, draw something out for me? Or do you like them to have their own shit? Do you like to have some... My point is, do you want input on the tattoo? Like, do you want to make it, like, you know, your own? Or...
I want input from the person just because it's their tattoo. Like, it's better if they're getting the tattoo and letting me know.
Right.
Like, it's annoying when people... tell me like, hey, draw something up for me. Like if I'll get hit up by people on Facebook, it'll be like a family member. Hey, draw something up for me.
Yeah.
What do you want? Oh, just something cool.
Yeah, that's annoying, right? Dude,
with no knowledge. Something just cool, something like cool.
What do they tell you exactly what they want? Like, okay, I want this bird doing this and this angle. Like, do you like drawing it then, or do you?
Yeah,
say
that's
like,
what a lot of people do. A lot of most of the stuff. It's like, okay, I want to get this, but I want it to look like that. But you could put your own spin on it. You know,
I want an Ewok boning a Care Bear.
There you go. That'd be cool.
That would be cool, actually.
I've been thinking about that one for a while.
I have my
shark. Can the Care Bear be the one with the rainbow on his chest?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck actually, yes. Javier, I was supposed to do my shark astronaut on Javier, and he never showed up for his appointment. Oh, my. Shark astronaut. So awesome.
Shark astronaut?
Is that like shark astronaut? Shark astronaut. So if anyone out there wants a shark astronaut, come on by. I got the drawing ready.
I think you might get a couple people. I think you might get some hits. All right, Lito, what do you got?
All right. I had a couple. But I'm going to go with this one because I thought about this before I got here. Fuck you, Jimmy.
Aww.
For having your goddamn gate with a fucking doorbell that's not close enough. You need to put a... All right, so go into this guy's fucking house, right? He never has his phone on him. He never fucking...
I always have my phone on me.
Anyways, it seems like every time I come over or whatever, right before I get here, he stops answering. Okay. To get to this guy's fucking door, you have to pass this... wrought iron. Well, you just have to pass this fucking metal
wrought iron,
door. Okay, wrought iron door. Thing that makes me mad is that there's the doorbell is there, but you can't reach it. The door isn't close enough, so you can't knock.
Same thing happened to me.
Exactly. Well, I've been every fucking week, man. Like, I call them every fucking week. I call them, I text them, hey, I'm here. I'm on my way. I'm here. I'm waiting outside. I call. You know what? You need to get like a stick because I can't even knock or anything.
You
man.
Can knock if you knock on the house. I will hear you.
I did knock on the fucking house.
Oh, I have my music loud,
and I'm all hello. I even did it like that. Hey, hey, and I'm like, I start with just a courteous, and it ends up being, and nobody, and then like I can hear your kids running back and forth. I can hear Jacob.
They're actually laughing at you.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, that dumbass is outside.
I just grabbed it and kept shaking until...
Yeah, that's probably better.
I did that too, but I think you should get some kind of stick or something. That way we can kind of knock on a door.
What if I'm doing that to ward off all the assholes that come to the door trying to sell something, or the Jehovah Witness, whoever they are,
well, trying to annoy me. Maybe you should put it in a secret place for only me.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Well, I still say
you win this round.
I still say fuck you and your fucking door.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
And if you want to know his address,
I'm not really sorry.
If you want his address to come see the door, it's
The gates of hell on Terminal Canyon.
The gates of hell on Terminal Canyon.
All right, my fuck you moment is I want to say fuck you to, because I go to Walmart quite a bit recently because I'm tight for cash and because they're open all night.
Walmart's so awesome, though. Yeah. I love Walmart.
Certain things about it. I want to say fuck you, Walmart, to the people greeters at the front. When you walk in the store, they don't say hi to you. They don't say a fucking word to
you.
No,
they don't.
They're sitting there on this little chair.
There's two of them and they're bullshitting.
Or that. And they're not, like, you know, the one we go to, there's, like, an old, elderly person there most of the time. They don't say a fucking word to you. You walk right in, and it's like, they look at you, and it's like, wow, what, you're getting, like, that's, like, what, $8 an hour wasted right down the drain? And then the other fuck you moment is to the people that take the receipts at the door. Most of the time, I walk out the fucking door, they don't ask for shit. They just say, have a good day, have a good day, have a good day. And I'm walking out with my kids in the cart and all the whole thing. And so this last time, I had quite a few groceries, you know, that I picked up. And she gives me the receipt. I'm like, oh, thank you. I shove it in one of the fucking bags, right? All of a sudden, I get to the door, and this bitch, I've never been asked, but she goes, your receipt, please? And I'm like, oh, I got the two kids with me. Like, oh, I'm really robbing shit? Come on. I'm looking through my fucking bags.
Well, I don't know, dude. You said that Jasmine has fucking robbed a couple things before.
In a stroller. In a stroller. Okay. That's true. But I'm going through all the bags and I'm like, I give like that nervous kind of polite, oh, it's in here somewhere. Thinking she'll say, just go right ahead.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't budge. So I'm like, fuck. I'm looking, and I'm irritated and the kids are whining. And I finally find it. This fucking chick just gets it. Okay, thank you. How the fuck can you see everything on this receipt and my bags are all, they're all bags in there. You can't see in the fucking bags. What was the point of all this?
I think they look at the number, because they'll say, like, the number of bags. I think some stores actually have
number
of bags.
No, they don't say that shit. Are you crazy? Yeah. The number of bags?
They'll say the number of bags.
No way.
Yes.
They can't possibly.
I'm sorry, not number of bags. What's the number?
Number of items?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, she didn't count the items in my bags.
Yeah. Oh, she didn't count.
No, she didn't count shit.
That bitch.
She scanned the receipt and said, okay. Same thing at Sam's Club when I used to go there for the bar. I'd walk out. They wouldn't even look at my card. They'd look at the receipt. Okay.
What a sleep.
Here you go. Fucking. So fuck you. These two wastes of a job. Waste of money. Waste of time. The greeter and the receipt. Bitch, I'm going to say. Fuck you. All right, that's it. I'm done.
Fuck you! I'll beg to differ on one store. Like I said, there's nicer Walmarts than others. The Walmart in Cerritos.
Oh, sorry.
There's a Walmart in Cerritos that has this little small Mexican cholo that's tatted all the way up to his neck, and he can only wear long sleeve sweaters. And he's the nicest cholo you'll ever meet.
How do you know he has long sleeve tats?
Because, well, he's got a big old fucking ES something under his neck.
Sweet.
He's got like fucking tattoos hanging out of his sweater, but. Hey, how's it going? How are you doing? How are you? How are you? And the fucking white people and Asian people, Cerritos love this guy. So it depends on you.
Get him on the show.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
The cholo that could. There you go. The cholo with a heart. All right. And that's the end of this one, ladies and boys. Lady boys, whatever you got to call them. And thank you, Mark, for coming on the show. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Anytime. And say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
To all your fans.
To all my fans, I'll be having an autograph signing.
The show won't come out for like a week or two, so.
Okay, we'll say November 13th. That's a Sunday. I will be in the food court at Puente Hills Mall. In the back, kind of by.
I thought Thomas you were Mason. Banned.
No, I was only banned for a month.
That was his past.
I will be there. I will be in the back corner by Tacos Mexico signing autographs. So feel free, bring the kids.
They don't have a Tacos Mexico in
Puente Hills. I swear to God,
no, yes, they do. That's over by the McDonald's.
Holy right next fuck. To McDonald's. Right next
it's in
to
the corner.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
By L&L. Okay, I'll be in between Tacos Mexico and L&L Hawaiian Barbecue.
That's true.
I'm going to pull one of the tables over, and then we'll just have the autograph session.
Wait, the circle ones or the square ones? You should put two square ones together to make it a rectangle. Then you look really official.
You'll be the guy.
You got to have a cup out with pens, and you got to have like a tablet of paper and some headshots.
I'll be signing headshots.
And some business cards fanned out over there in front of it. Yeah.
All my fans could come.
Little boombox underneath.
I'll probably be about an hour wait, but it's worth it.
And I will come. Me and Lito will come, and I will shake your hand. He'll take a picture of us in front of the L&L.
In front of L&L. And I will not leave until every fan gets an autograph.
Did they move the McDonald's? Wasn't the McDonald's up downstairs? Did they move that a long time ago?
Yeah, they moved that years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Years ago.
And so
I remember McDonald's by a carousel. Is there a carousel still there?
No, there's no carousel.
What the fuck?
Dude, it went from carousel to like koi fish pond.
Koi fish?
Oh, yeah.
And now it's just like straight, just land. I don't know. Yeah, like, land. Like floor.
There's land.
Floor.
Yeah, they had the koi fish pond was there for a while.
I know they have bungee jumpers in there.
Yeah, dude, the carousel was a long time ago, man.
Really? I've been to the Puente Hills Mall a long time.
Dude.
Like, now, I think that long.
Well, Puente Hills Mall, they got these cool little animals you can ride on right in front of GNC. Just ride the animals around in circles.
All right, well, Mike has to get on a plane in LAX to go to Japan right now. So
I'm off to Japan. Yeah. It's been fun.
Seriously, he's got to go.
Swear to God, I'm going to Japan right now.
The red eye.
Nice. Have a conference, an art conference with some fans, some business.
And surprisingly, in front of an L&L, too, in Japan.
There's an L&L in Japan. It's an L&L opening that I have to attend.
Yes. He's going to cut the ribbon and sign autographs.
Cut the ribbon and just... I have a lot of business to attend.
How's L&L?
Oh, my God. Fuck you. All right. See you later, boys and girls. We'll see you next time.
It's been fun.
I just waved to nobody. Just waved.
You waved to me.
Okay. All right.